B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday to all across the Delaware Valley. I hope everybody's 4th of July weekend was a smashing one. Hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. And I want to hear all about it. You guys got to give me reports from the shore. Give me what you did. I want to live vicariously from you since I really haven't left my home. So I'm really looking forward to what you guys have did. We got lots to get to. And we'll talk obviously a lot more of what's going to happen with KD. The Reggie Bullock rumors are swirling. It appears like that's going to be a big deal for him, which I like. If you traded Matisse Thybulle for Reggie Bullock, I mean, I'm down with that. So we'll discuss Sixers and any kind of possible KD. I still think, judging from last week, that it's probably the longest of long shots. But look, he still hasn't moved. And I know that there's all kinds of contracts and everybody's trying to figure out what to do. And I think that deal is going to be a monster deal involving several teams. So we'll look at the NBA free agency, all that, and kind of where everybody's positioned with KD and the fights. This one, nice series, taking 2 or 3 from the Cardinals. Sunday night baseball, Zach Wheeler pitches a gem, so the fights were good. I was kind of, be honest with you, I was kind of upset that they were not, you know, they didn't play yesterday, 4th of July, and I got no fightings. But they're back. We got Washington, so it was a good weekend, though. And you know what was fun? The ballpark was alive. It really felt like, you know, people were having some fun with it. So we'll crack that open. We got some football I got to get to. And we got a treat. So I don't want to go on some long diatribe this morning because I missed my man. My main man. He was off last week. A little shore, a little staycation tour. Tending to the family, the baby, little Coop. He's back. The Judas.
What's up, man? What's up, man? It's good to be back.
I know, man. Good to have you back.
Yeah,
buddy.
You and I had this conversation this morning. It's a great job to have because you miss it while you're gone. Now, obviously, I enjoyed spending some quality time with Coop, but I'll be honest, man. Every day, I'm scrolling through Twitter, seeing all the Sixers rumors, seeing the Kevin Durant stuff, Kyrie Irving stuff, and I'm going, damn, I wish I was there to talk about it. And of course, the Phillies dropped 2 of 3 to the Braves, but the last couple of wins was nice. So it's good to be back. It's always fun being on the air with you, man. It's great. I just wish you were here.
I know.
I can't see you.
Yeah, I know. I got to tell you, I'm thrilled. So we got so much to discuss. First of all, how's the shore?
How's the baby? It was good. You know, obviously beach days are a little bit different nowadays. It's not parking on the beach for 10 hours and not moving and drinking the entire time. So beach days are a little bit different, but we got like a little playpen for him that he was rolling around in, so he enjoyed it. And we did I texted you, we completed the Holy Trinity of the Ocean City Boardwalk Treats. I did the Manco and Manco, the crab fries, a little ice cream. It was a great day. So we made it work, and then obviously I was home for a majority of it, but I got a lot done, which was necessary. You know, not as much free time with the baby.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the treats alone were, I'm sure, worth it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that was the best part of the entire week off.
And then you did all the stuff that you're great at, which I hate,
right?
Which is all the stuff around the house.
Yeah, I sent you a photo. It was an 11-second long video of the beginning to end of the line of trash that I put outside the house today. I kind of feel bad for the neighbors, but listen, man. My man came a little early, so there was a lot of the stuff I wanted to get done before he was born I couldn't get to, so this was the week to take care of it, and that's why I planned my vacation as much as I did, because I was able to get a lot done. It was great.
How about it? That's good. I'm glad you. I'm glad you were able to get that. I mean, you should see. He sends me this video, and it feels like it's never going to end.
Right.
The line of trash. Now let me ask you a question. They're going to pick that up?
Yeah, it's bulk trash day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they take care of all of it, man.
Oh.
Yeah. It's all being picked up today.
Stay right there. What you say?
Yeah. Listen, it's bad that I'm becoming excited for the first week of the month.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as bulk trash day.
Well, neither did I till I moved to the suburbs. Because in Manayunk, every week was bulk trash day.
What? Bulk trash day?
Yeah, when I first moved in, I put a lot of stuff out, and Chrissy was like, oh, no, you can't do that. I'm like, why? She's like, there's different rules here. Where in Manayunk, when I first moved in, I was driving stuff because I had the one-month layover with the apartment in Manayunk. I would drive a lot of trash over. Just throw it out because we worked right there.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
It's a lot different out in the suburbs, man. Not used to it. Bulk trash day, ridiculous.
Bulk trash day, man. That's hysterical. I have no idea what that meant.
Yeah, so if you have a lot of trash, you just got to sit there for another week. It's stupid rules.
That's hysterical. All right, so there's a lot of sports we're going to get into. So, first of all, you were away. And the news, I mean, I still can't stop looking at Twitter.
Yeah, what was it like? Like, what was being on the air like?
It was wild. It was unbelievable, man. It was like, really? So it happened on Thursday. Now, we leave, right? And I'm going to drive out to Parks.
Yeah.
And I hear, it breaks on Twitter, and Tyrone's talking about it. And it's like, KD has asked for a trade. Now, could you imagine? Think about that for a second. That Kevin Durant, after Kyrie opts back in, because we all thought at that moment, Brooklyn's going to go back at it, right?
They're going to run it back, right.
Right, so at that moment, he's going to opt in and whatever. It's going to come in. And then Durant shocks the world by saying he wants a trade. Which is still amazing, right? As to why.
Yeah, I mean, you would think this is still a great opportunity to win. Like, I'll be honest, I still fear the Brooklyn Nets with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant together. Remember, we were saying, I want them to avoid them in the first round of the playoffs, even though they got bounced early by Boston. You still fear that team if they could put some pieces around them, especially a healthy Ben Simmons, even though, you know, who knows about that guy. But yeah, I mean, I'm still surprised by it, too, but I guess he's just fallen out of love of the front office and ownership. There was that report a couple weeks ago that Kevin Durant wasn't even talking to front office about free agent moves anymore. And remember, he played GM last year, for the past two seasons. So it seemed like he just all of a sudden fell out of love with the organization.
He went right to the owner and said, I want out.
That's crazy, man. It is crazy. A guy that is so good, so talented, has a Hall of Fame career already, but there's obviously the warts, right? People don't like the fact that if you can't beat him, join him. He left OKC to go to Golden State. He puts together a super team with Brooklyn. It's not working out. He wants to get moved again. Now, listen, I'd welcome him in a heartbeat, but I know a lot of people are bothered by that.
Yeah, he can have more warts than a witch.
Right.
I don't care. Yeah. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, it's Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Now, do I think those guys are ridiculous? I guess a little bit. I mean, first of all, they went and they're the ones, and Kyrie is the real problem. Like, I don't think KD's an issue as much as I think a deal with Kyrie.
Right.
Because he can't. Now, Kyrie put the thing out that, you know, they want to go do it together. Now, he's not going to the Lakers. The Kyrie thing, we had Ramona Shelburne on Friday, and Ramona said, I'm preparing to cover Kyrie with the Lakers next year.
Okay. Yeah, all signs are kind of pointing to that right now, it looks like. I mean, there's too much smoke. And when he opted in, I thought, all right, then, you know, same thing with the Kevin Durant thing. When he opted in, I said, okay, so he's staying in Brooklyn. But like a day later, probably because of the Kevin Durant news, there's been more and more talk about Kyrie to L.A. There's somebody put out a story that he already bought a house in L.A., so he's already preparing for that.
Listen, everybody out there thinks it's going to happen. I mean, she said it.
Yeah.
It was, like, done. Apparently, you know, you saw the the reports that they're already working on a Westbrook trade.
Yeah. Westbrook and Simmons on the same team.
I was joking about it the other day.
That's
awesome. Paperone has nothing on those guys. Home builders.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me with those two? Now, there's also talk of a Simmons trade. That they're going to try to move Simmons.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's just got fleas, man.
But I mean, could you imagine Westbrook and Simmons? I mean, what?
They can't play on the same team.
You can't do no way.
They can't play together.
No way they can play on the same team. Although I would love to see it.
Oh yeah, it would be incredible television.
It would be outrageous to see those two just lay brick after brick. I mean, or actually, one lays bricks, the other one doesn't shoot.
Yeah. But it's crazy, man. I mean, every single year, we've been saying this more and more that the NBA free agency trade deadline has surpassed, you know, MLB hot stove, right? Yeah. The NBA is awesome. Yeah, I mean, the NBA draft night is now becoming must-watch television, not just because of the players drafted, but because of all the draft day trades that you see. And it hasn't stopped. The draft starts. There's all the moves that are made, and then free agency opens up, and then there's more and more rumors about trades nearing the start of the season. I mean, the NBA, it's more than a hot stove at this point because of how long it goes. It's fantastic. And there's so much drama, and the Sixers are still attached to some of these names, which is great. I mean, this Kevin Durant thing, I know it's going to be tough for the Sixers to acquire Kevin Durant, damn near impossible, but... Listen, if they want Tyrese Maxey, love you, Tyrese, but here you go. You're going to Brooklyn. I mean, awesome.
Listen, everybody, you know, I mean, everybody talked about that. It's amazing, though. You know what's so interesting is that of all the, like, the deals have, you've heard them all, you've read them all, right? Phoenix, obviously, is the favorite with Ayton and Cam Johnson and of course, Cousin, right? Devon was in this morning. Of course, Cousin, and you go of those deals, and then you hired a bunch of other ones, and I'm going.
Well, yeah, like DeAndre Ayton, like what? I like him. You know what I mean? I like him, but if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I go, oh yeah, he's a build around piece. Like if anything, Tyrese Maxey's for me more intriguing to try to build around.
He's a young player who. Can score in bunches.
Yes.
He's got a great ceiling. I mean, you know. Yeah, I agree. And it's funny because of all the national people, no one, people just gloss right over Tyrese.
Yes.
And I just think it's a product because they haven't seen him play.
Yeah, that's probably it. And the name on the Sixers is Joel Embiid still, right? So all that MVP talk that would go on between him and Jokic, nobody's really paying attention to anybody else. And then there's James Harden and all the drama that surrounds James Harden from a national level because the national perception's a lot worse than it is here locally. So you're right. I think they just don't even think about Tyrese Maxey because of the other names that are on this team, even though he's extremely talented and a valuable trade piece.
Dude, it's uncanny. I mean, it's absolutely uncanny. I don't even think about him. But now, let's kind of bat this around a little bit. Because what happened with Gobert going to the T-Wolves.
Which is just gross.
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Am I missing something?
No.
But I know he's Mr. Vort, you know, behind Jokic. But, like, am I missing something?
It's insane. The
especially today's NBA
of first round picks.
Yes, today's NBA. Like,
he's kid a defensive draft, pig. So it's really
I get it.
Five first round picks, which includes the kid that they drafted on draft night.
Yep.
It's the three unprotected, one protected, and a pick swap. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, for Rudy Gobert.
If Gobert gets that, what's KD going to get?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of picks, and it's going to be players.
Well, and they already told you, like, be creative. Like, Brooklyn's already going, like, listen, we're going to hold them out. Like, it's like they're going to Sotheby's, and they're having an auction, right? And they go, you got to be creative. You got to get other teams involved. So they're looking to go anywhere to get. They want to go, listen, I want blow me away with picks. And how about the picks that they trade for Gobert? 2029. Or what? What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
We're now traded picks at the end of the decade.
Yes. Yeah, for a guy who plays
defense. I thought
defense.
It was 2022.
Yeah, it is 2022, man.
I mean,
we didn't move forward. I don't think I was out that long. Like it is crazy. Some of that trade,
like,
when I saw that go down.
Wild.
Yeah,
it's so out of control. It's awesome.
It's fantastic. It's so much fun. I'm sure. How often did you play this?
Oh yeah, all the time.
All the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been
Bot. I was trying to tell the bot, like, dude, I just want it constantly because it was just so tense.
You just had it as a bed for 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was wild. I mean, absolutely wild. But Kyrie, you know, changes everything. I think that's the real impetus. I mean, between Brooklyn and Kyrie, but they made their own mess, right? Like, they're the ones who got a weak coach with Steve Nash.
Yeah, and then they also got every, like, you know, toward the end of their career player around them, right? Like, remember Blake Griffin? We still even said it when, like, I know I was afraid of James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving. But every time they made a move, I was like, that guy, LaMarcus Aldridge, he's like 50. Blake Griffin, he's shot. Like, they got, they didn't really add good pieces around them ever. And then it just fell apart. And it didn't work out. I mean, they didn't handle things well with James Harden, obviously. Kyrie did whatever he wanted, and they weren't stopping him. It was a mess there, man. That team should have won something, and it's done that quick. It's crazy.
It's insane, dude. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it was we talked about it. It was 3 years ago to the day on Thursday that they acquired those three.
Wow. And they played 18 games together.
I mean, it's insane.
Three of them total, 18 games. That's
right. And it was an unmitigated disaster.
Yeah.
And look, Harden got quite a lot of flack for wanting to get out of there.
Well, he's the right. He was the one that comes out on top.
Right, because you think about all the stuff that they endured. But here's the thing about players, right? And it really feels like a truism that, look, the when LeBron put together a super team, they still needed a coach. Right?
Right.
You had Riley backing up Spoelstra. Like, Spoelstra was a Pat Riley protege. He's the one who ran that ship, right?
Yes.
Like, these dudes, I remember Kyrie balking at, wow, we're going to be partners. He's not coaching us. Like, he wanted to coach the team. KD wanted to be the GM. And, like, that just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. And, you know, you had nobody that took ownership. They kind of just did whatever they wanted. And even when they first started playing, when James Harden was still there, they didn't know who was going to be the point guard late. That was one of the things that James Harden had a problem with before he left. That was in one of the stories that, you know, they didn't stick with the hot hand. It was, and look, they're all very talented players. They're all in the top 75 all time. But he would design plays for, I know it's not crazy to design a play for Kevin Durant, but James Harden could have had the hot hand. Kyrie Irving could have had the hot hand, but they always kind of designed something different. And it was weird, man. It never worked out from the beginning. And you see super teams usually figure it out, like the Miami Heat, like you just talked about. They didn't start off the gate hot. Right, remember the Sixers beat them with LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, but they eventually figured it out. This team just never did, and then it's already fallen apart. And they had a nice little squad before it all started.
I know. It's crazy, man. It's a whole thing. It's insane, isn't it? I mean, I still can't believe all that stuff that transpired.
And that's a contender that's now out.
Yeah.
Right? That's one less team to really worry about. Now, the Sixers still have moves that they need to make, but I like what they've done so far.
I was going to say that. Now, assuming they do not get Durant, we'll talk more about all the craziness of the NBA, but assuming they don't get Durant, I actually love what they've done.
Yeah, it's a deeper squad.
I like Melton a ton, and he's 24. I think House is a guy who spreads the floor, right? And I'm like, and you got to love P.J. Tucker, exactly what they need.
It's a guy that they have not had since Jimmy Butler. I'm not saying talent-wise. I'm saying a guy with a little bit of an attitude.
Exactly. I don't even care about the age, the contract. I mean, whatever. It's a player you need.
Yeah, and what was the biggest thing that we complained about other than James Harden and then Joel Embiid's fractured face? Yeah. No bench. And now you got one.
I know. So we'll discuss all that. You want to hang with us? 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. It's Cuz Radio. But my man is back.
It's good to be back.
The Tunis, baby. How about it? All right. Welcome back. Cuz Radio with the Tunis. Tunis is back. As we hang out after the 4th. Did you see any fireworks in the neighborhood?
Yeah, a ton. And I'm starting to realize that I don't really like them. I found that out.
Well, the dog doesn't like them for
sure. Found that out real quick. It was actually, the dog was not as scared as the cat. And then the baby was obviously number one. Baby was freaking out.
Was he really?
Yeah, it was around 9:45 when they started going off.
Oh my god.
And that's another thing I've realized since moving to the burbs in Manioc, not many people had the show, right? It was like every once in a while I hear the pop of the firework, but it would go kind of like late into the night, whereas here it was before 10 o'clock, but the huge spectacular show. And the poor dog is hiding under the covers. The cat jumped up in my arms. Baby's crying. I'm just like, all right, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah, see, the Gooch was freaking out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
See, here's the thing. It's great. Like, listen, I'm not the biggest fireworks guy, but I get it. I mean, they're nice and whatever. But the residential fireworks?
Yes.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, like the
First of all, you're not that good, right? Like they're not that good,
right? The local park, I get like when they do it for the town,
exactly. And every borough, township, you know, from the city on down, has their own fireworks,
right? But no, you got to do it for the kids in the neighborhood and then the dogs and the cats and the babies. They all kind of freak out. And you're just sitting there going, when is this done? And then you think they're doing the end, the finale. And then you're like, oh, no, there's more after that. And then another house has to set them off.
Exactly, because there's every different house has.
Right.
And I don't know. Like, I'm not going to be a fireworks snob, but
I know.
Yours really going to be that good? You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably not. Not as good as what, you know, like the Phillies do and that kind of, you know, they did the fireworks night on the 1st and the 3rd of July, and that was cool. But we had the Saturday and Sunday shows in the neighborhood. Some houses did the Saturday, some did the Sunday, some did last night.
Yeah, I'm just like,
oh, my God, are we done? Like, is there going to be a 5th of July fireworks show tonight in the neighborhood? Please. And yet some people setting them off at like 5 o'clock. I'm like, it's the sun's still out. What are you doing? You can't even see it.
I know. It's stupid. I know. It's stupid. It really is. But, you know, whatever. I mean,
we'll enjoy it. You know, good.
It's nice. You know what I love? That 4th of July was yesterday.
It's Tuesday already.
Right. It's already the 5th.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Football's coming, baby.
Yeah, man. So I heard you're ready to wish the summer away.
Yeah, people are so mad.
I mean, listen, I love football. I do, right? I have this ready for you. But come on, man. I enjoy the summertime.
Yeah, bleak the summer.
Oh, come on, man. You had a nice day in the pool yesterday. I tried inviting you over to have a burger, but you left me on red. Now, come on, man.
I didn't even have the... I know. We didn't have the phone.
I don't blame you.
No, listen, I'm not telling you, I'm not trying to infringe on your party, but me personally, like I had a freak out session last week because it's like, I'm jonesing bad.
Yeah, it's
like
exciting.
I had one of them freakout sessions.
And the Eagles are exciting to watch this year, at least on paper. Like, we're excited to watch this Eagles team this year. And so you're going to get more and more eager to have to see them come back. But I got the Fightins, man. Taking 2-3 against the Cardinals, Mr. Statcast. It's great to see you on there.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was so cool.
Yeah, that was fun. That was good.
I didn't realize you texted me, like, hey, I'll be honest. I was like, wait, what? And I was watching the regular broadcast, so I flip over, and I'm seeing Nelly, and then the next inning, I see you. That's awesome.
You know, I got to tell you, A-Rod is dynamite.
Yeah.
See, now, it was funny because, so I was on, and then we went to break because the inning was over.
Yeah.
So we were going to come back to the ninth inning. And so we were talking during the break, and so what I thought was, like, this is why I was like, oh, dude, you're incredible. You know why? Because he showed mad love to Johnny Mars.
Oh, that's cool.
So, because we were talking, I go, I first met you in the clubhouse with John Marzano. I said, Johnny was a dear friend of mine, and blah, blah, blah. And he went, oh, my God. He goes, listen to me. He goes, you don't understand. He said, you know, my father passed away, and I didn't have that big brother kind of guy, and Johnny was like that male influence in my life.
Oh, that's cool.
Every day, we got together every day. We ate together. We talked. And he goes, he was that male influence in my life.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I know. I thought that was incredible.
Yeah, that's cool.
I knew, listen, John had amazing respect in that clubhouse. Ken Griffey Jr., Randy Johnson. Like, I saw all those guys fawn out. Like, they fawned all over him. And those guys, when he passed away, those guys came into, they came into town for the funeral.
Yeah.
Which is horrible. I still can't believe it.
Right.
But, you know, that's how respected he was. I mean, you're talking about the biggest names in that sport, and A-Rod loved him.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. It was really cool of him.
Yeah, it was cool that you're on, man. I was fired up. I was like, this is great. You were on Statcast, man. I had explained to Christy what Statcast meant.
The Manning cast.
Exactly.
So this is the K-Rod cast.
Right.
So my buddy is Michael K, who is the voice of the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked together when I was in New York. He had left the Post and he started to work for the Yankees. And so he's like, dude, I want to get. And he was sick with COVID.
Oh, okay.
So Kevin filled in, and he's a great dude, Kevin Connors. He was fantastic. So it was a lot of fun, and it was cool. And it was great, Phillies win.
Yeah, it was a great win.
You know what I mean? Like, that was a great
win. Wheeler was dealing. I mean, and there was a large crowd, around 40,000. I'm sure some of it was because it was it was the fireworks night. Yeah. It was a Sunday of July 4th weekend, so everybody was off the next day. But, dude, there was a buzz in that building. Like, I could hear it through the TV, which was really exciting. And they get the win, man. It was a shutout. Like, that's a good ball game for a lot of people to go to.
I know.
And I wonder if there's going to be a little bit more excitement with this team. I mean, that losing 2-3 to the Braves, I think, took the sale out of the win out of the sales for a lot of fans. I mean, you were on, so you could speak to that more than I can.
But it was hard because we were so inundated with NBA stuff.
Okay, yeah.
That, you know, it we started off like Tuesday, like, all right, must see TV,
yes.
Blah, 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 you know. So we were talking a lot of fills. And then, you know, the NBA kind of went wild.
All right, so maybe that's good for them then.
And we had, by the way, Kyle, your boy, Kyle Gibson.
Gibby, yeah.
And Zach Eflin were on. And that you helped coordinate. And they were great. And, you know, we talked about Robbie Thompson and the whole thing. So, but, you know, listen, everybody was like in NBA mode. So, you know, that's why I thought, I was worried. After losing 2-3 to Atlanta, you got that Cardinals team that can really rake. So beating them 2-3 was a big deal.
Yeah, it's huge. And they're one of those teams ahead of you in the wild card, right? And you just did that against the Padres last week or a week and a half ago now, where you were able to take 3 of 4 against a team in front of you in the wild card. So now you're just a game out of the wild card in general, just 4 back of the Padres, which is huge. And you got a cupcake series with the Nationals. They should
get
we went through the schedule last month, leading, you know, through the month of July, going up to the trade deadline August 2nd. And dude, they have a lot of winnable games, man.
I know.
A lot of winnable games, and obviously you don't want to lose Bryce Harper, but he went down at a appropriate time. Right? That injury, which sucked. I'm sorry that you had to deal with that on your lonesome. But him going down, it couldn't have probably happened at a better time, because now you got some cupcake games leading up to his return, hopeful return.
Yeah, and we did get good news on the return.
Yep.
Because I was really worried.
That was scary, yeah.
You know?
He knew right away, dude, when he got hit.
That was bad. But you know what? You're going to get him back. So, you know, if you can just get through this time, you know, that's such a big deal. They were, and think about it, like, you know, if you get Castellanos, JT starting to hit a little bit, right? Like, he had a big home run.
Yes, he did.
That was a big deal off Wainwright. So, if you're able to, if those guys can hit a little bit, you can deal with that loss for a little, you know? You can do it. And again, so much is going to come down to, can they get the pitching?
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna probably still need to look for a starter in the trade deadline, as we've been talking about for months now, and a center fielder and a reliever. I was reading something on ESPN.com today, the closer for the Tigers, who throws a ton of heat. He's a little wild, like Alvarado, just from the right side. But that was a name that was attached to the Phillies, which is, you know, I go, all right, if they're still moving Dominguez into pressure situations. And if you could have a bullpen of that guy from Detroit and Sir Anthony Dominguez, Brad Hand, who's been incredible. Knable's starting to look a little bit better now that he's taking some more time off because he had the shoulder tightness. I mean, the bullpen's getting better right now.
Let's play the game. All right, let's play the July game. All right? Because it's going to be – take a look at what we got here. You got three with Washington here, right? So – it's at least a sweep, or at least two or three.
Yeah, it took four or five earlier this last month, which that you could.
I mean, they're
five,
a bad
they're
team.
So bad.
I know. Then you got four at St. Louis.
Okay, it's gonna be tough.
Now they're not playing good ball though either. They lost yesterday.
Right, but it's still gonna be tough. I mean, split. I'll take a split in St. Louis.
Yep.
Don't lose any ground in the wild card that way.
And then you got two at Toronto.
That's gonna be tough.
Two at Toronto's top.
I mean, that Blue Jays team's ridiculous.
I know. They just come at you. Springer, Bichette, Guerrero, Hernandez. I mean, that lineup is... That kid, you know, that catcher can hit, Kirk?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, squad's deep.
Then you rock at Florida for three.
Yeah, which, you know, you finally won a series against them. In June, you finally
broke the fish curse.
Right, exactly.
So, what do you think? So, total them up.
I'm going 2 of 3 against the Marlins again. I could see them dropping both to the Blue Jays, if I'm being honest.
All right, so let's go sweep Nationals.
Yep. Split Cardinals.
All right, so now you're at 5-2. You lose two to Toronto, it's 5-4, and you take 2 or 3 from Florida, that's 7-5.
Yeah.
Now, that would be great.
Yeah, it'd be great, because you split with the Cardinals, so it's not like they gained ground on you.
Because look at the rest of July.
Yeah, now it's huge.
You got three Cubs home, three Braves home, and then four at Pittsburgh.
Which you should take care of business against Pittsburgh. They're a fun little team, but you should beat them.
Yeah, they got a kid I actually like a lot. The shortstop.
Yeah, O'Neal Cruz, man.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah, he is. He's like one of these. I love these young dudes. Like, baseball, there's nothing better than the phenom in baseball.
Yeah, it comes up.
We never have one.
No.
Except, I will say this. Hall's been a blast.
Oh, yeah, and he just smiles all the time,
right?
Which is great.
Derek Hall's like... There's nothing better than a big country boy left-handed bat.
Yeah,
that hits the ball. Mine.
And you know what was really cool? I'm sure you guys touched on this, but I got tickets to my to the Phillies game for my dad for Father's Day, and we went to the first Braves game, and he got the standing ovation from the crowd when he was first introduced. And then even though he got out his first at bat, he still had a standing ovation walking off the field, which was really cool. And he hit the ball in the butt in every single at bat. And then he obviously had the two home run game in the final game of that series, and people are loving it. That's awesome. I know he can't hit lefties, but having a big bat like that in your lineup, that's exciting.
It was funny because Charlie said that. He was like, dude, he goes, listen, you could definitely platoon because he'll mash righties.
Oh, yeah. And mash, you can just see it in his swing,
especially like those, you know, those bad righties, those guys that, you know, like he'll cross mediocre pitch.
Yes, he will, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I mean, that's a nice left-handed bat. I'm not going to replace Bryce, but that's a good bat to bolster you.
Yeah, it helps you. Makes your lineup a little bit deeper and a little bit scarier. And that's why you made all the moves that you got, right? You lose Bryce Harper, which you knew he's the MVP, so you're going to take a hit from that. But they've kept above water, right? I mean, you just take 2 of 3 against the Cardinals without your MVP because the rest of your lineup is so deep. And that goes a long way, man. You lose one of these guys, and everybody else will be able to help you out. And if Bryce comes back and somebody else goes down, you'll have at least Bryce Harper. So this team's very deep. It's very exciting. And now the bats are coming to life a little bit that weren't Bryce Harper, right? The other guys. Kyle Schwarber was ridiculous in the month of June. I still feel good about this team, man. You're right. You're right in the hunt for the wild card. You got to feel good about them.
Sure. Yeah. I went. Now, here's my question, because you know, when I think Phil, you know, you think Phil's, and when it starts to pop, like when they have people's attention, you see it down the shore.
Yes.
So were you on the beach, right?
Yeah, not as much time as normal, but yeah, I was on the beach.
Was there any, you know, Phillies action?
No, because they played night games, so I didn't hear any radio noise, you know, of the Phillies game. But the people I was with, because I wasn't just with my parents, I was with some family friends, the Phillies were a big topic of conversation because people are getting excited. And then, of course, everybody's watching at the Elks Club. That's a big part of it, right? So at night when everybody's having their beer, the Phillies game was on, people were getting into it. So I think they're grabbing more and more attention, definitely.
I hope. You know, because that's always the litmus test.
Yes.
The litmus test is always if people are into it down the shore. You know, like, are they watching, listening on the beach, right? Like, that sort of thing.
The listening on the beach is key. Now, there were no day games while I was down there, so I can't get you that answer. But that's the big one. Are people listening on the game? I mean, I still remember there's, you know, that run from 8 to 11, I could walk down the beach when I was vacationing in Ocean City, and every other tent you heard a radio playing the Phils game.
Plus, you know, like just the, you know, just the hey, we're going out, you know, you catch some of the game.
Yeah.
It's on in the bar, whatever. That sort of thing. So I'm that's the test. So I need a bunch of things for everybody because we're going to open up the phone lines coming up. And here's what I need first. I need the best thing you saw this weekend, the best thing you did this weekend that you enjoyed. It's the best and the worst of the weekend. Worst thing you saw, the worst thing that happened. So it's the best and worst of the weekend. And the other thing, because everybody was down there July 4th, who was the, you know, which apparel of which team did we see the most of? That's always a big thing, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, if you're on the boardwalk, was it, I don't know, like, was it more Eagles?
You know what, dude? So when I went to OC, saw a lot of Eagles jerseys. A lot of Eagles jerseys. Now, in years past, it was everybody was wearing the Sixers because it's perfect, right? It's the cutoff, so you could wear them on the boardwalk. But there was a lot more Eagles jerseys when I went down. I think it was a Wednesday night when I went. And I saw all kinds. I saw, you know, the throwback, Kelly Green. I saw more throwback jerseys than any current players. Like, I saw some Devontae Smith jerseys, but I saw a lot of, like, I saw like 5 Randall Cunningham jerseys on the boardwalk, which was kind of cool.
five?
Yeah, it was like five. And like there was the white Randall jersey.
Really?
The Kelly
a lot
Green
of Randall?
Jersey. Yeah, I saw a lot of Randall. I got a Randall jersey.
That's
so
weird.
I saw a lot of those. I saw a couple of Reggie Whites. So more throwbacks than any current players. Devontae Smith was the most frequent jersey that I saw of the current team.
Huh. That's weird. I guess this team.
Are there many jersey guys on this team? Like, I don't like Jordan Mailata, but how many people are getting a lineman's jersey?
I don't know. That's a good question. Actually, that's a great question. Because usually this is the time when you start to think about the jersey.
Yeah, especially the quarterback, right? I mean, I know a lot of people bought his jersey, but I didn't see much of it.
All right, let's discuss. We're going to open up the phone lines coming up. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you join us. It's Cuz Radio. The Chutes. He's back. Hanging out. 97.5, the Fanatic. We had a couple calls last week, and I kind of want to address this a little bit, and I want to bring this up to you, because we got a couple calls last week. In fact, Chris, yeah, and you'll know his voice, Chunas, called up and was very like the players, and he was very upset at the league, and you know these guys all demanding
moving
trades
around.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny, man. During my time off, I finished winning time.
Oh, did you?
And, you know, remember we talked about it 2 weeks ago, the fear of missing out, like the different eras. And those are the guys that didn't go anywhere, right? They stuck with their team for the most part.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Chris was like very like, the NBA. Like he was very down on the league. And I'm like, dude, I didn't understand it in the sense, and I he's a great sports fan, but I didn't honestly, yeah, like I didn't really bat an eyelash because, listen, I mean, I just think that's the league.
You know what I kind of love about it? Now, I do miss legit rivalries. Obviously, I'm not as deep as a Sixers Celtic rivalry as you are because it was a lot different. But there are rivalries now all over the league, and a lot of it is just the drama, right? But like Sixers Nets had buzz last year because of Ben Simmons. There's rivalries really now every single night, it seems like, because somebody's got a beef with somebody, and I'm kind of okay with that because the regular season, it's a long season, right? Mm-hmm. So once you get to, you need some sort of form of entertainment leading up to the NBA playoffs, and you kind of have a rivalry almost every single night now. I mean, you got Paul George, and his issues with Doc Rivers. So Doc Rivers has to leave. So now whenever the Sixers play the Clippers and Paul George, that's going to come up. Like, I kind of like it, to be honest.
Yeah, I just think it's got a lot of drama. Like, it just does. It's interesting, right? Like, the NBA is interesting.
Yeah. And you'll always have Sixers Celtics, right? Like, it might not have the same buzz, but like you're going to feel a hatred for the Celtics. They're going to feel a hatred for the Sixers every time they go off. But now I can get fired up about, Sixers Heat because of Jimmy Butler moving on, because guys don't stick around with their team, because guys feel certain types of way about coaches and general managers and front offices, which is why they force themselves to leave. And so now all of a sudden you have a rivalry almost every single night. Which I think that's cool. Like, I love the drama. It's a 24, it's a 365-day sport
now. I hear you. Yeah, actually, like, if we're going to be for real, keep it 100, it's probably more interesting. like the off-season is way more interesting than, like, the games in
December. February, yeah. Definitely. Like, you know what Sixers, I mean? Pistons, right?
Like, on a Tuesday night. I love the playoffs, right? And I love big games, right? Like, you give me a TNT Thursday night, like, I'm down. I love it. But if you give me, this drama or like a Sixers, Pistons, like,
yeah.
I mean, come on. Like that.
Kings, Hawks, like, you don't care about that.
Exactly. This drama. Tom from Alabama, he's the same thing. He's like, these guys. And, he gave the wrestling thing.
Of course he did.
I go, all right, brother. I don't see it. I mean, like, to me, it's cool. Like, I just look at the league, and hey, this is how it's always been. I don't see the big issue. Like, listen, they get paid entirely too much money, right? Now, listen, I'm not saying you shouldn't take it, and I'm not saying the sport doesn't warrant it, right? But the money is just absurd, right? Like, the money is ridiculous. And that's more a product of society than the players themselves, right?
Right.
Because the sport generates it. So to me, they deserve whatever they get because, you know, listen, you go see a movie and Tom Cruise breaks all kinds of records, right, for the sequel. So, you know, Top Gun 2 generates all that money. He deserves to get his piece.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it goes, man. And look, I mean, it's Hollywood, these players, right? Like, James Harden is partying with Drake in the Hamptons.
Yeah, he's negotiating his contract.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was, you know, Michael Rubin.
Yeah, the whole crew.
Right, Joe was there. They got it was the white party.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hey, God bless. They invited me to a white party, I'd go.
You'd go? Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, I don't think, like, that doesn't even bother me, the league. I just think it's interesting.
Oh, it really is, man. I mean, I'm on vacation, and I usually check out, right? And I'm refreshing Twitter constantly. Because you see, this guy's going this way. This guy's going here. This guy's upset, wants to get traded. Bradley Beal decides to snip, snap, and decide to stay with the Wizards. I hate that guy, to be honest. You know, it was very entertaining stuff.
Yeah, can I just ask you a question?
Yeah, why do I dislike Bradley Beal?
I just have no idea why you hate Beal so much.
Because he changes his mind every 5 seconds, and you know what's going to happen in a year or two? It's going to be Andrew Bogut saying, I heard a pretty big rumor, bro, again, because he's going to want to get out because he's not winning in D.C., and I could have told you that 1,000 times.
I've heard a pretty big rumor, bro.
Well, I mean, isn't this prerogative?
Oh, good for him, man. I'm glad that he got the bag. That's awesome. And he's going to complain in a year.
But he
really does. Chris Stapps.
He really doesn't complain, though.
It pops up every other day. Bradley Beal wants to win. Same with Damian Lillard. All right, so he sticks in Portland? Oh, man, come here.
Yeah, but a lot of that is the reporting. When do you ever actually hear them quoted?
Lillard, when he was in the Olympics, that was the closest one. Remember, he was pretty adamant.
But that was benign, too. He wasn't like adamant.
He seemed like he wanted out. And then all of a sudden he said, I'm going to stay here in Portland.
I completely disagree, brother. He was not adamant.
Oh, man, we were fired up. We were like, oh, man, there's a chance that we could get Dame.
Yeah, because
we won Dame at the Sixers game when Portland was in Philly. It was awesome.
Right, but let's be real. At that moment, what he said was pretty benign. Now, we made it out to be there was a report and everything else, and the wind gust. I mean, the whole thing's like it's almost like Wag the Dog. You ever see that movie? You didn't see that movie?
No.
Yeah, that's stupid. That was a dumb question. The whole thing's farcical. It's a Coen Brothers movie. Like, the reporting on the NBA is a Coen Brothers movie.
I've heard a pretty big rumor, bro.
It really is. Did you see, I know you checked out, but you were Dennis Shore and all, but did you watch any of the coverage? Are you kidding me?
That 2-minute diatribe of what's going on in Utah, that was weird, man.
He's a strange dude.
He is a strange dude, but you know he saw something coming with the Royce O'Neal deal. I know it was like a long 2-minute.
No, listen, he gets good info.
Yeah,
he does. You know, I mean, he's a clutchman.
Yeah.
You know, now I can't stand. I just can't stand it all. But you know, I'm not going to doubt his info. Him and I'm not the big Shams guy either. But he gets his info too.
Yeah, Shamwell.
What's the deal? Let me ask you a question. What is up with the Sham cult? Because the bot.
He's a Shamsman?
Oh, my God. Now, you know, listen. I'm a Woj guy. Now, the reason why I'm a Woj guy is because, you know, we came through the ranks together.
Yes.
Right? So I know him very well. And I've always liked him. When I was at the Post, he was at the Star Ledger. And he's always been just a fabulous guy, like great guy. So I've always liked him. So I'm a Woj guy because of personality.
Yes.
And I know what kind of reporter he is. Like
right.
he doesn't get his info because he's, you know, rep by the same people as Clutch.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Listen, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
This is not coming from me, but I do know a lot of people that like Sham because they thought Woj sold out.
Sold out, how?
Listen, it's not coming from me. There's a lot of people that thought Woj sold out going to ESPN. He was one of these guys. Yes, there are people that feel that way.
What?
I've had
conversations
from people.
That's absurd.
They said he sold out, which I don't blame him a second.
Dude, he got like $6 million.
Yeah, I know. I don't blame him at all. That's the same people that probably thought Jason Worth sold out and went to the Nationals.
Who would say they sold out for what, Yahoo? Who in their right mind is Team Yahoo?
I don't know.
Unless you're a Yahoo. Are you crazy?
I don't know.
Listen, dude. This is why sometimes I live a sheltered life, right? Because these ridiculous opinions, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't agree with that one. I think Sham's, he does a good job, gets information, and so I follow. Two of them.
But it's weird.
Yeah, there's a Sham's call.
Like,
you're right.
There are
people that celebrate when Sham's gets info first.
Why? Because the agent gave it to him. Dude, that's absurd. I mean, not for nothing, but Woj is getting bombs when he's at Yahoo. All right.
Yes.
I'm Team Woj.
I know you are.
But. I don't get the cult, and I don't get. Is the same thing in NFL? Are there like Shefty people and Mikey G people, and I don't know who else there are?
No, I don't. I don't think it's as crazy as
the NBA reported. The NBA is insane. I'll tell you something, right? It was funny. I was checking Twitter 100 times because of the Durant thing.
Yes, of
right?
course. Oh yeah.
Now I checked that a little bit over the weekend, but. Leading into Saturday morning because it was hot, right? Like, stuff was leading into it, and I do my Saturday morning show. I'm like, following. And what's incredible about the NBA is that people know every player in the league.
Yes. To the 12th
and
man.
Like they do trade machine guy, like the Reggie Bullock, Matisse Thybulle rumors.
Yes.
Like people are doing trade machines for bench guys.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. If I'm the NBA, I'm thrilled that people care that much.
Yeah, I mean there's cult heroes that are the 12th men on the bench, right? And then obviously it's 5-on-5, and you really have, how many times do we talk about a bench, really you only want three deep off the bench, right? So you really want an 8-man rotation. Not that hard to remember 8 guys on a team, right? And that's the beauty of the NBA, that it's really just 8 impact players. It's not rotational D linemen. It's not platoon players in an outfield named Matt Vierling. Right? It's the NBA where important players.
Like, it's bizarre, right? Because, like, Bryce Harper, before he gets hurt, you know, he's, I'm not going to say he walks around in anonymity, but, you know, for as big a name as, look at these baseball players who are, you know, big names in the sport, who they're out, like, people know Reggie Bullock before they know, like, all-stars.
Yes.
Is that That's another kind of half new phenomenon. Like, people are always in the league, but I've never seen it like this.
Yeah, and I think part
like,
of
I'm
it.
I'm an NBA fan, so I'm you know, I like it. I like the fact that people are in. But I'm almost shocked at the obsession. Like, you know, around here, we know, like, every football player, right? Like,
right.
You know, certainly skilled people, right? If you go around the league, they know every Eagle, and they know skilled people, and probably, like, you know, some offensive linemen, the best, like, but other than that, like, these people know 12th man on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's that from?
I do think part of it is I touched on the Hollywood slash entertainment part of it. You know, James Harden is hanging out with
Bullock
Drake.
Or with whoever. I mean, some of these dudes. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's every player, it seems like, has a meme now of them.
Kevin Huerter.
Yeah.
Huerter.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, he can shoot the ball, like, you know, whatever. Herter's a guy that could always be shooting Atlanta, whatever. But when like, people went nuts, like, Sacramento, this is a playoff
team.
What
a great move, yeah.
What?
Yeah, people follow this league, man, really closely. And it's, I don't know if it's the fantasy thing. I don't play fantasy basketball. I know it's not as popular as fantasy football, but I think it comes back down to the amount of players that are on the court at the same time. And it's really it, and it's they do such a great job of publicizing the sport, right? I mean, the NBA, you have the NBA on TNT, NBA on ABC on the weekends, and they do a great job with it, more so than baseball. I saw somebody tweet out yesterday, and they were spot on. The NBA owns Christmas Day, except for when Roger Goodell, you know, puts it on the table and says we're going to schedule a couple games this year. But they own Christmas Day. Football owns Thanksgiving.
Football owns every day.
Baseball has July 4th. They have the 4th of July. And they don't do anything special about it. Like, how are the Phillies off on the 4th of July?
Dude, I so said it to start stupid. The show. I said it last week when I looked at the schedule and went, what?
Yes.
How could the Phillies, how could any
Philadelphia.
Baseball team? Right. Yeah, really? You talk about our relationship with the country.
Yeah.
And how could any baseball team be off on the 4th of July?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Or you have maybe less games, but it's all nationally televised. Right? Like, maybe you do a couple of they start, there was a couple of games this year that were 11 o'clock first pitches. Why don't you do that? You have an 11 o'clock on...
Yeah, Washington, the Nationals.
Yeah, you do that on ESPN. You do one on Fox. You do one on the MLB Network. And, of course, you also broadcast it locally because they screwed that up.
That's at Manfred. He's horrible.
He's an idiot. He's an idiot. But how do you not do something where you put baseball in the forefront of people's minds on the 4th of July, but they screw that up?
I know.
And that's their chance to do it, July 4th? Come on, man. It's Americana baseball. What are we doing here?
Yeah, but, you know, baseball, think about how insane this is, right? Baseball has been overtaken by a freaking hot dog eating contest.
Yeah. Joey Chestnut, man.
Are you kidding me?
Wins again.
What happened first of all, I hate that stuff, so I don't look at it. But,
come on, man. He's the greatest athlete of all time, Joey Chestnut.
But what happened? You got a beef with somebody?
No, somebody ran up on stage, wanted to, you know, make an impact and speak their piece. And Joey,
what was it for?
About hot dogs and Nathan's, because it is the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. So you know, he went up on stage and Joey Chestnut put him in a headlock and brought him to the ground while eating the hot dogs, which is pretty impressive. And
oh,
went,
really?
And went right back to, oh, yeah, this was the middle of the contest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He went headlock as he was chomping down on some dogs and threw the guy on
Get
the ground
out.
And continued eating. Yes.
The dude That's is impressive.
The dude is a machine.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, man. He didn't want somebody to mess up his title run.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. He threw him down to the ground, continued eating the dogs. Probably dipped the buns in the water. That's one of the moves. That grosses me out, by the way.
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's nasty.
Yeah, I don't know how he does that.
63 hot dogs, I think it was.
Yeah, and he doesn't even show them?
I think he does a couple bites.
Dude, that thing is that there is nothing more gross than a cold hot dog.
63 hot dogs. Thank you, Haley. Puts up on the board. 63 hot dogs. That's his 15th win, man.
63 hot dogs. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and we get grossed out when I talk about how I had 10 on Dollar Dog Night, right?
Yeah, I don't know how you
did that. That's in 3-plus hours. That's just doing 60, I think it's like 15 minutes, something like that. 63 hot dogs.
How in the world? First of all, I don't know how you did 10.
Right.
And I don't know how that dude did 63. How long? 20 minutes?
It's like 15 or 20 minutes, yeah.
15 minutes?
Like 63 hot dogs, dude.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, that's insane.
Like, let's be honest. You feel gross after you have like one or two sometimes.
Really? I don't know how he does it, but whatever. Whatever the trick is. But here's the thing. Baseball is second. People know 4th of July for that.
Yeah. That's bad. Like, that's a shame of the sport. And that's why going, you know, full circle, the NBA, these players are so popular because they do such a good job at publicizing the sport. And as DK Dennis Kennedy checks in, it's also, you know, the face recognition, right? There's no helmets. There's no...
Let's be real. I mean, like, you know, you need a helmet. Like, Bryce Harper wears a hat. That's a problem?
No, you're right, but I get what he's saying, right? You're seeing their faces constantly, and then it's only five players, and he also mentions the 2K aspect. That's one of the more popular sports games.
I still don't know why baseball isn't. It's amazing. Like, people go, in fact, my man Fire Howie says, I think... You can't say that now, bro. He says, I think the betting apps have a lot to do with why people know more players, which I get. But, you know, you can bet on baseball too, right?
Yeah, but you know what? You bet on I think people go that they have a better chance at betting on a 3-point prop than a player to get a hit in a game.
You know what? It's a good
prop bets for basketball.
You know what? Fire Howie, that's a great, great point. Because the prop is a big, you're right. The points props and all that stuff, that's probably the same game NBA parlay, right?
Right.
Greater than the baseball parlay.
Yeah, because you have to, you know, a lot of them are to get a hit, and we know, you know, in baseball, you're in the Hall of Fame if you're 3-for-10.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Bryce Harper could go 0-for-5 one night, and you go,
The only way I think you could even look at that stuff is if there's, like, a gas can on the mound, right? Like, other than that.
Right. You're not going to go same game parlay with Scherzer on the mound unless you're betting for the opposing team, and if you're betting Scherzer strikeouts, pretty much.
Right. Like, I guess that makes sense. Whereas, the NBA parlay is a... Well, the same game parlay is a much bigger thing than the baseball one, but I'm just stunned by the level of recognition. It's incredible, unbelievable, really.
I mean, there's a lot of drama in it too. That adds to it. There's a ton of drama, and it's great, except when it's involving your team. But you know. Drama's great.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, I put out the tweet about the jerseys that you own at the current Eagles. A lot of nuns. A lot of nobody.
A lot of nuns in the convent, huh?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of Jason Kelsey's and Fletcher Cox's, but that's, you know.
Or a lot of Kendrick nuns.
But those are the Super Bowl winners.
Huh. Wow, really? I wanted to discuss that a little bit. We'll throw that on the table as well. 610-632-0975. And across the Delaware Valley. That's funny. When you did the poll about the jerseys. And it's really interesting. The throwbacks are now the the jersey of choice.
Yeah, I saw so many on the Ocean City Boardwalk, which I found interesting,
reports,
man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm walking around. I told you, I saw like five different Randall Cunningham jerseys. I saw a couple of Reggie Whites. I saw some McNabs, actually, which is, you know, he's still out there.
They're probably, those aren't throwbacks.
No. But I'm just thinking, like, there's not.
He's 20 years old.
I didn't see many current Eagles except for Devontae Smith. So I actually did put out a tweet on the midday account just asking for people to tweet in, you know, what current Eagles players they have. And the majority say Devontae Smith, there's Jason Kelce's, there's Fletcher Cox, but then there's a lot of people, man, that say none.
Mm.
A lot of say their last jersey they bought was Brian Dawkins, and they were done after that.
Well, think about this. Now, there were a lot of Foles jerseys, but when you think about that team, that's the team that wins the Super Bowl. Who from that team was a jersey guy?
I know a lot of people got Alshon Jeffrey.
I mean, really?
Because there was hype when he, this is before they even won, there was the hype when they made the trade.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not like T.O. hype. You know what I mean?
No.
Not a lot.
There's people out there that do the yearly jersey purchase. And
okay,
I'm guessing Alshon was number
point,
one.
Right? Like, my point is that Alshon Jeffrey,
yeah,
like compared to previous years, and I only say the Ulster because so when we did the K-Rod cast,
mm-hmm,
they asked me about, you know, we were talking about Mount Rushmore athletes, Philadelphia.
Right.
And we were talking about the Eagles. Like I was telling them, you know, listen, the Eagle thing is a big deal. We were talking about that. But it's funny because when we do a Mount Rushmore, not Mount Rushmore, but you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We do all the all-time Eagles. There's none from that Super Bowl team.
No, and one of the names that will continue to come up forever now is Jason Kelce, but people talk about him more as, you know, obviously everybody recognizes that he is a great center, a Hall of Fame center, but a lot of people remember him as the guy who made the speech and the guy who's really great. Around the area, he holds like an annual celebrity bartending thing down the shore. Him and Jordan Mailata were slugging beers with people. Like he's a guy that a lot of people enjoy to be around, but it's not like people just recognize him as the player. I mean, his jersey sales, I'm sure, have increased every single year since the Super Bowl, I would imagine. Like, after the speech, I guarantee you people bought Jason Kelce jerseys that day.
Yeah, I agree. Like, they had it more. That was a post-Super Bowl.
Yes,
thing.
Correct.
Hungry dogs run faster.
Right. There were a lot of Jason Peters jerseys, I remember,
That's the only impression I could do.
That was really good.
It's not bad.
Jason Peters is a big one back in the Super Bowl.
Ain't it crazy, the offensive line?
Yeah. Peters, Kelce, and a couple people have tweeted in Lane Johnson as the jerseys they own.
So would you say there's more offensive line jerseys than defensive jerseys?
Yeah, I think so. So there's 68 responses right now. I'll try to tally them up, of the different players. Because there are a lot. I mean, Jason Kelce.
Darius Slay? Darius Slay would be the only. Who else would be? Now, this year's different because you got some players. This is the first year.
See,
like
a couple
now,
Miles Sanders jerseys on here. Not that I would get his jersey. Jason tweets in Brandon Graham, but he got
BG.
But he got his jersey number 54 when he was a rookie, so he didn't buy it recently.
No, but BG's jersey worthy.
My man Scott Murphy, I love you, Scott. Josh Sweat.
That's
not jersey worthy.
That's bust out though.
Oh man.
I give true fan.
Well, yeah.
I give true fan status.
Scott's great, man. Mailata, but that's offensive line.
Dude, that's insane.
I saw my first Darius Slay from The Quick. He says Darius Slay.
All right, let me ask you. I want to go through the depth chart, all right?
All right.
Now, I'll guarantee you could beat six jerseys that you would want to get. Do you think you could beat six?
From this current Eagles team?
Yeah, that you would want. Maybe even eight.
I don't know if I could reach eight.
All right, let's get it real quick. All right, here's the exercise. A.J. Brown, yes.
Yes.
Devontae Smith,
yes.
Yes. Quez, no. Mayalata, yes.
Yes.
How about that Landon Dickerson?
I wouldn't.
People love the offensive line.
I know.
Guard.
Yeah. I wouldn't do Landon Dickerson.
That's a bust out, Landon Dickerson.
I'd go Landon Dickerson if he eventually moved as the full-time center, but that's I don't think that's going to happen at this point.
Kelsey?
Yes.
Four. Seumalo?
No.
Lane?
Yeah.
That's five right there. Goddard? Six.
Yeah, he's jersey worthy.
Yeah. Listen. He's a good player.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Hurts, not yet. Sanders.
But there's a lot of Hurts jerseys, man.
I know, but I, you know, again, you got listen. If he shows you he can play, then you get the jersey. Like to
right.
me, the everything's on the line this year. Sanders.
I say no, but I'm also not the biggest Sanders fan. Never really have been.
Yeah, you never liked Sanders. I'll be honest with you. I hear you.
I think he should just be better. Like, it's not like I hate Miles Sanders. It's just he's got some skill. He could just be so much better. There are so many better running backs than him in the NFL.
Yeah, we did that. You remember that exercise we did? We found 20 other backs.
Yeah, that we would rather have.
And listen, I feel the same way, which is.
I think he's a good ball player. I don't think he stinks. Know,
exactly.
But I just think we overhype him a little bit because many other running backs.
Listen, Sanders should be better.
Yes.
Right?
He should have a really good year this year.
He should be so much better.
With all the weapons offensively and the offensive line.
He's a home run hitter.
He didn't score a touchdown last year, man.
I know.
Now, I get it. A lot of the red zone touchdowns with Hurts were with Hurts and his legs. But, oh, man, now that means he didn't break one, right? That's
right,
what I'm getting 12, at.
Dude, how many times you see a back, like, at the 12-yard line, they break it, touchdown?
Yeah. Not him.
BG, seven.
Yeah.
Fletch.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Those are...
All right, I won't count
because of the
right.
Because of the Super Bowl, I'd get their jersey.
All right.
Jason Kelsey, because of who he's become... As a part of, a part of Philly.
Well, Kelsey, but Kelsey's...
Yeah, he's a GOAT.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Let's see. So we're at seven still. Jordan Davis, you go first round pick?
No, but Dan Baxter tweets in another rookie from the defensive side.
I'm going to get to him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
do Jordan Davis.
But Jordan Davis, no?
No.
First round pick?
No, because I'd spend it elsewhere.
Big Stud?
No.
No Barnett. Hargrave?
I wouldn't go Hargrave. I think he's probably gone after his contract's up.
Kazir White?
No.
How about that Nakobe
Dean? Yes, that's a locked jersey.
That's a stone lock.
That's going to be Trot, right?
That's going to be Trot.
A lot of Trot jerseys when he came back.
Love that one. How about Hassan Reddick?
I would, just personally. Yeah. Temple tough,
that's
man.
That's 10, dude.
All right. Not many people get Hassan Reddick jerseys, but I get
Hassan
one.
Hassan Reddick's a player, though. Hassan Reddick is a strong player. That's not a stretch. Slay?
Yeah.
I mean, he's what's weird?
Play Slay, man.
The cornerback is not a popular jersey. the safety is, but not the corner.
Correct.
Like, was there a lot of Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylors? There was a few.
No, but there's a ton of Dawkins.
Well, yeah. That's it.
That's about it. So, Haley, thank you for doing this. She tallied the midday responses, or is in the midst of tallying. And right now, Devontae Smith has the most at 12 of these 70-plus responses now.
Really?
Yes, Devontae Smith. I know A.J. Brown is getting more and more.
Yeah, but I get it. Listen, Devontae Smith's a great
player. He's very talented. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I saw the majority of on the boardwalk was Devontae Smith jersey. So I'm not shocked to hear that he's got the most votes. And he's a first-round wide receiver as opposed to a first-round.
It just goes to show you, too, though, that there hasn't been a ton of defensive talent. Like Fletcher Cox, B.G., I mean, if you go through over the last 10 years.
Malcolm Jenkins, I remember, had a lot of jerseys.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not a dog.
No, of course not.
I mean, you got BG and you got Fletch over the last 10 years on defense. Right? I mean, that's really it.
Yeah, that's really it. And Malcolm. It was those three.
But the Aughts team. I mean, you had Hugh Douglas, you had Trot, Dawk. I mean, you even had Ikes.
Yeah.
Running around. Hollis. You know, between Hugh Douglas, Hollis, who else am I missing on that line? I mean, that's a lot of.
Yeah, they had a lot.
I mean, you had a lot of those jerseys.
Now, Luis Ortiz checks in. I'll never buy a current jersey again. These are my recent purchases: Wentz, Ben Simmons, Wayne Simmons. Then quickly got traded, and he got a Jordan Matthews jersey. Wayne Simmons.
Wayne Simmons. He had a Wayne Simmons jersey.
Yeah, that was a popular jersey.
And then he had what? Jordan Matthews.
Yes.
Yeah. Jordan Matthews, geez. He was so. He was the nicest guy. He was so slow.
Yeah, he was. Sempty 64 did check in with Zach Ertz as a jersey from the Super Bowl team.
Yeah,
that was a popular one.
Yeah, Ertz.
I mean, Wentz was a popular one, right?
Yeah.
Now, listen, how many Wentz jerseys were there?
I think Wentz really hurt the jersey buying market.
I think you're right. Oh, and Simmons, the two of them. How many Ben Simmons jerseys? Remember that guy that had the full-on Ben Simmons tattoo?
Yeah.
I mean, those guys messed a lot of people up, man.
But the Wentz jersey, let's face it. First of all, you're going to buy it when he gets drafted, right? Because they went out and got him, second pick in the draft. You're going to invest in that, right?
Yes.
And then you're going to buy it all rookie year. Right? You're going to buy it all rookie year.
Yep.
Because he was like, show promise.
And in the second year, he plays as well as he does.
Exactly. He's MVP candidate. And then he falls off the whole thing.
Yeah, that's gonna stop people from buying jerseys for sure. And there's so much unknown with Hurts. Even though Hurts was on, I just looked up an article. He was in the top 10 of jersey sales for a month last year. A lot of people were fired up about it. But other than that, there's still a lot of people that aren't hesitant. Plus, he also changed the number.
Yeah.
The jersey number changing also probably stops people.
You know, there was a lot of Vic.
Vic had a lot, yeah. So Ryan checks in, and Ryan seems to be a great Eagles fan, but it's also a little too much. So he wants to try to get a jersey with a player from number 1 to number 99, which I think is actually pretty cool. So he's going to try to get 99 jerseys, a player for each number. But the jerseys that he has of this current Eagles team, Hurts, Slay, Jake Elliott.
Oh, the kicker jersey. No.
There was a lot of David Akers jerseys. No. I remember that.
Yeah, I love David, but no, the kicker jerseys. The Elliott jersey?
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. He gets back.
I get squeamish on the kicker jersey.
He gets back in the good graces with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. But then Kenneth Gainwell, who I like, but he's not jersey worthy. Quez Watkins, who you and I think higher of Watkins than most people, but he's not jersey worthy.
No.
Jalen Reagor, I'm sorry to hear that.
No.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Wow.
Come on, man. Then Miles Sanders, Brandon Graham, Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Dallas Goedert, Fletcher Cox, and Josh Sweat. So, you know, ended out well. But the there's a tough stretch of Elliott, Gainwell, Watkins, Reagor, J-Jaw.
Dude, that's an impressive list.
He has 53 out of the 99 numbers.
You gotta be kidding me, really?
He has 68 total Eagles jerseys.
What?
That's a lot, man. And that's like
he's got 68?
Yeah, 68 jerseys Ryan has.
He's a collector.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Holy moly, 68? That's wild. Excuse me. By the way, according to Woj, the Sixers and Harden could agree to a new contract as soon as the next 24 hours.
Okay. And then that'll kind of tell us if there's something else to happen, pretty much, right?
Well, I still think that they'll keep things, you know, they'll have it open in case something does happen. But, because, again, I don't know how much difference going to be. Because I kept hearing that number, like 3 year, you know, 85 to 90 million range. I got to believe it's going to be. But I heard that when they signed him.
Right.
When they traded for him. And you know that he and Maury did prelims.
Of course, yeah.
And you know that he and Maury talked about, you know, making sure they can get guys. I mean, look, one of the reasons why he opts out is, you know, so they can go get P.J. Tucker. Which, again, I don't know about you, and I'll ask you because we talked about it last week with people. But, dude, that showed me something.
What, the moves or Harden?
Harden.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I mean, that means he's trying to win.
Right.
And that's great. Like, listen, he's the only star that you saw take any bit of less money.
He's not donating his salary, but however, he, you know, to your point, Russell Westbrook, he
opted right in. So did John Wall. Opted right in.
You got to. If you're those two?
Oh, I don't blame them a little bit because this is the last bag they're going to get.
Right?
I mean, John Wall hasn't really earned a penny in the last couple of years, but he's making $47 million this year. No, you got to give James Harden credit. That means he wants to win.
Yeah, I thought it was a strong move. I thought it was a strong move. You know, I did. It just showed me, his head's, he wants to win. He's working with Maury. And the Rockets East.
Yeah. Which I like PJ Tucker. Like, that's a move you need.
I like PJ Tucker. And I like House, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you made moves. You added depth.
Listen,
D'Anthony Melton is a guy that I'm excited about still, right? I know that's old news, but D'Anthony Melton's a great addition to this team, somebody that you needed. And we'll see what else they can do, man. But one of the biggest complaints that we had, not just in the playoffs, the biggest complaint all season long was a lack of depth. George Niang was your number one option off the bench. Now he's a piece.
Right.
A guy that can hit a couple of threes for you. He's not your number one option off the bench. That changes things, man. That's great.
I know. By the way, Tony said that his cousin was with Reggie Bullock over the weekend, and it sounds like he's going to be part of the squad.
All right. Like that.
I like Bullock. I think that's a good sign. All right. 610-632-0975. That's another guy. Like, listen, they'll knock down a three for you.
Yeah.
Like, you got credit. Like, here's the thing. They got credible pieces now.
That's the big thing, man. Credible pieces.
You don't have to deal with Korkmaz.
Right.
Or Milton.
You have athletic wings now, which is nice.
Exactly. I think, listen, I like what Morgan's doing. Grill down there? What'd you do down there?
What, down the shore?
Yeah, did you do the... Did your father get the crabs?
Yeah, I had some crabs, which were delicious. We did the little clams on a half shell. Did a couple of steamers.
He didn't do that.
No. His pasta. No. Did not do that. But had a lot of good food. Obviously, we did
Tell Mr. Tunis that's the only thing, his only mistake.
I told him. He laughed. He laughed. He still enjoys it, though.
He's a great sportsman.
He is a great sportsman.
Not a good foodsman. Great sportsman.
So, yeah, I mean, we ate all the local flavors down there, which was nice. And
the trifecta is the best.
Yeah, the trifecta was a strong move. I needed it to be done, and we took care of it. Took my mom out to breakfast one day. The beach breakfast is always great. Like, I know you're anti-breakfast, but I know you hate it, man.
I despise it.
But the beach breakfast, going out to breakfast the day after you're on the beach, not that it's the same kind of beach days for me, but...
Dude, it's the biggest...
Oh, come on, man.
Fraud. You know why? Because it's too crowded.
We found a spot that wasn't crowded. It was nice,
actually. 4th of July weekend.
Well, it was the weekend prior. It was the weekend prior. That's why we went down strategic. We went down last weekend.
Okay. Still. Breakfast down there is the worst.
Oh, man, I love it. It's all part of the festivities.
First of all, what time are you getting up to go to breakfast?
I think we went around 9.
Oh, God, I would curse you.
Well, I mean,
you're getting everybody up at 9 o'clock?
My parents get up at 6 all the time. They're just wired that way. And
you're on vacation.
Well, I was also up with the baby, you know.
Well, that's different. The baby. Yeah. But the baby's irrelevant to the conversation. Coop's irrelevant because you're an early guy.
I am an early guy, yeah.
Is Christy asleep in or what?
No, she gets my ass out of bed sometimes. Come on, come hang out with the family. There have been times where I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, let me sleep, but
yeah. Really?
Yeah, because here she goes to bed.
She goes to bed
early. I'll stay up late and be able to get up early. Like I can run on 4 or 5 hours of sleep easy.
Wow.
Yeah, like I'm fine with it. Like I could go to bed.
She wakes you up?
Yeah, I could go to bed 2 or 3 in the morning and she'll wake me up at 8.
Like, that's a violation.
And she'll go, I let you sleep in.
That's a stone violation.
Yeah, she says she lets me sleep in when I go to 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock is sleeping in?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
I would lose my mind.
I was fine.
I would lose. I get one day. Like I got one day I could sleep.
Well, yeah, it's Sunday, right? Because you have the Fox,
right? Right,
and you're up even earlier for that one,
right? Because that's at 5. Whatever. I got to get up at 4:30. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, man. Early risers. We get to work early.
Like, I don't even like the morning beach, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I'd much rather
go afternoon and then early evening.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Than the morning beach. I mean, I guess once in a while, if I'm up all night, then I'd, you know, check it out.
Yeah. Well, so if you don't go to bed, you'll check out the morning beach?
Right.
That's when you sleep, when you're on the beach.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it was good. It was a good time. I had a nice couple of days hanging out with my parents, which is always a good time.
That's and, nice. That's
you know, nice. And then I got a lot of work done around the house, as you know. So
people
got
to forgive us because I haven't seen them in a week. So
yeah, we're catching up.
We're gonna catch up.
Watched a lot of Phillies baseball, which was nice,
dude. And you're not jonesing right now for Eagles.
I'm excited. You know, and
I'm seriously. So I had a freak out last week. I did. I was freaking out. Like I'm sure it'll happen again.
Oh yeah, it will.
Soon, maybe this week.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You don't. First of all, you missed the sport, right?
Yeah.
Or wrong?
No, you missed, of course, the sport. I missed the sport.
Okay, so because we've reached a point now where you missed it, you missed the sport. It's away for a long time, and now you miss it bad. Then you couple it with summertime slow sports. You know, no Sixer run.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
No Flyers. Forget that.
Yeah.
So, by this point, you're starved for butterflies. But baseball, no butterflies. Baseball's fun, but there's no butterflies.
Right. Whereas it's butterflies every week for the Eagles.
Right. You don't miss butterflies. I need butterflies.
I mean, I like me some butterflies.
You look forward to it. You know, the whole thing.
I'm looking forward to 7:05 tonight, man. Christopher Sanchez versus Paulo Espino. Come on, man. You're not locked in?
Listen, we watch him every night.
That's a pitcher matchup of the ages.
We watch him every night, but come on, dude. Really, you know. Seriously.
Yeah, but I don't want to wish it away, man.
Well, I don't even understand that sentence.
Like, you remember, I was ready to go Birds 24-7 when Girardi was managing a sinking ship. But things have changed with Robbie Thompson. And now all of a sudden we're paying attention to the wild card standings. Like, that's exciting.
Oh, it's not. It's not exciting.
Or the box score reading to see if the Cardinals lost.
Dude, that's not exciting. Yeah, not in July.
It's getting more and more exciting.
That's September.
It's all part of the lead up, though.
That's September activity.
Oh, come on, man. You're Mr. Enjoy the Ride. I'm with you during the NBA season. Never wanted a wish to the playoffs. Never wanted to fast forward.
I'm not telling you that it's not. They're not. They're a great companion. I need them. I love them. I was mad at them. Mad that they didn't play yesterday.
Yeah,
but that's insane. Come on. You can't be looking at standings in July.
Oh man, I'm checking them every day.
They don't mean that you're not
checking them every day,
dude. They stop.
Don't look now. Seven back in the Mets. Let's go.
DeGrom though.
Yeah. Well.
He's coming back.
That guy stinks.
I know.
That's right. He stinks.
Listen, I'm with you, right? Like, listen, they are a good companion, but I can't believe they. Like, I feel like there's only a handful of people. I asked last week, and I got a bunch of people, but like, you know, just a couple of phone calls, right? Not your boy, the bot, Tyler.
He's not Jonesing.
No. And in fact, he made me angry. I love Tyler. He did a great job. No, but in his dismissiveness of not being interested in football. And he was great last week. So, not you, but he did a great job. But he was dismissive.
Yeah, I can't be dismissive. Because, I mean, I'm like, this Eagles team.
Like, how could you be dismissive about football? Like, dude, I'll be honest with you. I can't wait for college football. Did you see what happened?
All the movement that's going to happen.
Oh, my God. It's going to be ridiculous.
A lot of people were having fun with the UCLA having to travel Midwest in the middle of the middle of the winter. It's going to be a lot different.
Couldn't happen to a better guy. He got chipped.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't really care. I'll tell you one thing though, and I actually wanted to get into this today at some point or tomorrow, which is the crushing of tradition. And, I don't know how you feel about it, but there's certain things that I actually like in sports when it comes to tradition. I do like tradition in sports. I do have that sentimentality. Some people don't have any sentimentality. When it comes to sports, I got it. And I can't believe, I hate the Pac-12.
Right.
I hated the Pac-10, and I hate the Pac-12 even more. But it's going to die.
Yeah, it's changing, you know, a little bit.
Changed a little bit. Yeah. Like, it's dead.
Well, in tradition also, we talk about the NBA and how back in the day, traditionally, players stuck around with their teams.
Yeah, but that's less, I don't mind movement as much as, like stuff like, you know, the Rose Bowl.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, changed. Like the tradition of it. I mean, you're going to have Texas, Oklahoma in the SEC and UCLA, USC in the Pac-12. It's going to wind up being two super conferences and two trash conferences. Because, wait, you know that, first of all, Notre Dame's going to go to Big Ten, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll poach Washington and Oregon. And the SEC will probably poach Clemson, Florida State, Miami from the ACC.
Yeah, all makes sense.
Then they'll have the remnants of the Pac-12 and the remnants of the Big 12, that trash conference, get together. And then you'll have the remnants of the ACC and then the Temple Conference, the American, get together for a Fugazi conference.
Yeah, there's not many good teams in the American, except for, you know, Central Florida.
Right, Houston, Louisville, whatever, but you're going to have two super conferences, right? You're going to have the SEC and the Big 12 and the Big 10.
They may as well do an SEC and a Big 10 playoff where it's eight, like East Conference, Western Conference.
So I was geeking out, right? So I was geeking out. Last week was Geek Week on the show. So I was geeking out over the weekend. And let me see if you're interested in this. So I did a thing where I came up with two super conferences, right? And I got them in divisions.
Okay.
And in the divisions, I had where they played each other during, like, you incorporate the bowls, right? So you would have, say, the Big Ten West versus the Big Ten, whatever, East. And those teams would play like in the Rose Bowl. But they're all playoffs, right? And you play off until you then go to Big Ten versus SEC. And that's the Super Bowl of college football.
Yeah, that sounds exciting, actually.
And you could, and then I wanted to do it because I can't get enough. So I wanted to do it where you played the Super Bowl of college football the week before the Super Bowl of the NFL.
That'd be awesome.
So there's no, because the worst thing, one of the worst weekends in sports.
The week before the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah. It blows, right? So now if you did the Super Bowl of college, followed by the Super Bowl, the NFL, and you just did super, back to back.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I came up with this. This is how.
Yeah, I can hear the paper. Did you, or do you have a copy to mail that out?
Yeah, well,
I did. Greetings, Commissioner.
Yeah, I had the Big Ten West was USC, UCLA, Notre Dame, Illinois, Northwestern, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska. And then I also could have added, I also was going to add Stanford, Washington, Oregon, Utah. And then I was going to do Rutgers in East, Rutgers, Maryland, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Purdue, Indiana. And then I had, because I had three divisions. And then I had, in the SEC, I added West Virginia, Texas Tech, Miami, Florida State, and Clemson. What do you think?
I love it. And I love that you probably had so much fun putting this together, too.
I did.
I'm sure you did.
I actually wrote it all down. Like I know that's geekus. But
yes.
You know, so let me ask you this. Let me ask you, because you're not a big college like you like college football.
Yeah, I'm not like you.
You're not a big college football.
No.
With that kind of alignment, where you basically have two super conferences, they're like the AFC and the NFC of college football.
Yes.
Right. These other, because who cares about these other teams, right?
Yeah, I hate
the other school. Like, but listen. I love Temple, but you know they're not going to play for a national championship.
No.
And neither is Tulane, and neither is any of the TCUs of the world, right? So if you have the big time super conferences, now that's they were like the AFC, the NFC.
Yeah, and then that also avoids, you know, Alabama week one playing Utah State. Right, like each game is a bigger matchup now.
Like, exactly.
Right, like you wouldn't have them playing, Louisiana Monroe, right?
Right.
Like you'd have them only playing within their division or within their conference, and maybe there's the out-of-conference week where they play one game. Or would you go in conference the entire season?
Well, you have so many teams that you would go in conference because it all depends. You're going to go two divisions or three. If you're going to expand more, you go three divisions.
Okay.
Like T. Will's already going, wow, you got Notre Dame out west. I only have Notre Dame out west if I have two divisions. If the Big Ten has two divisions, the Big Ten West and Big Ten East, I would put Notre Dame in the West so I could make them play USC because they play them anyway.
Okay.
Right? So if I go three divisions and I expand further and gobble up more Pac-12, then I have a Pac-12 West, then I'll do the Notre Dame in the Pac-12, in the Big Ten Central.
Yeah, I'd be in on that more so for sure.
Like if you had those three divisions, that would be outrageous.
When he sent the letter.
I mean, you know. I wonder if it would, how it would play out. Because then if you had the playoff system and you made playoffs like the NFL playoffs and you're rolling in like a Super Bowl type of thing, wouldn't that make the sport even bigger?
Yeah, and it helps avoid the college football playoff where they have to pick teams and all that kind of. You just go off of record. You go through the playoffs itself of the division, top whatever teams make the playoffs. Because sometimes the selection committee, you go, wow, really, this team's in it? Like,
right.
Cool, like good for Cincinnati last year, but come on now.
Yeah, that was stupid.
They weren't going to win anything.
Still can't believe. Now, we talk about traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I give you a bad tradition, the polls, like...
Yeah, selection committees.
The most ridiculous... I still can't believe... The most ridiculous thing in the world is this, you know, the selection for, first of all, back in the day, they just named a team national champion.
Yeah.
They voted on it. How stupid was that?
Yeah, Cincinnati. It was a nice story, but.
No, I'm talking about back in the day. Like, they would have the poll.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there wasn't even a play. We're like, all right, well, the national champ. Like, that's the dumb. It was the dumbest thing in the world.
Right.
And then they screwed up the playoffs because the playoffs, I mean, they should be legitimate playoffs. You know, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it right. And you got to tailor it like the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would work. I think that would work, and I like the idea, and... You know, I think it would get more people into college football. It would, because I know I'm not alone as a guy that's kind of like, you know, into it, but not deep diving.
So Saturday, on average, what will you watch? How many games?
Or
will you watch a game?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I watch, you know, the especially the games at night, and I put it on at noon. But I'm a flip through the channels guy. When it comes to college football, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not...
Like, are you a 3:30? Like, are you locked 3:30 SEC?
Yeah, I usually am. Or, like, I'm not, like, sitting on the couch. I have it on, though, and I'm doing stuff. Right. But yeah, I mean, college football is on in the house the entire day. It's just I'm not like you where I'm getting geeked out.
Yeah.
I love the big matchups. Don't get me wrong.
Listen, I love, like, on a Saturday. When
I know you do. You're watching,
if I get
12 different games.
Yeah, now, you know, with kids and all, it changed. But when I get a free Saturday, oh, my God. I love it. Love it. I can just sit back. And I'm weird. Like, I'll take notes. I look at players, do a little scouting. It's the best. Oh, Tunis, I need some football, man.
Well, you still got a lot of time to wait, my man.
610-632-09. I think we're going to go to phones. I think we should.
We should, but in the meantime, I'll also have odds for the next NBA player that Kendall Jenner will date, and a Sixer is on it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Give it the odds coming up.
610-632-0975. Got a couple of lines you want to join us. I promise. I know we got chatty. We'll go to the phone lines. You know, I'm always trying to come up with some stuff with the schedule.
Yeah, it's, you're always trying to change
with the elongate it, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to elongate it. Come on, bro. All right, welcome back. It's 12:30 across the Delaware Valley. Yeah, you just said to me during a break, we got a little Sixers Summer League.
Yeah, Sixers Grizzlies tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. It's not about Summer League anymore. Yeah, that was process.
But I like the Sixers posting the photo of Isaiah Joe. Well, maybe he's a piece.
Here's the beauty of what Morey did is that you don't need Isaiah Joe.
Yes.
Right? Like, you don't need... Now, I am curious...
Could have used last year, maybe.
Right. But I am curious. They signed that kid from the G League?
Yeah.
Who...
MVP of the
G
League.
And, he was like... I mean, he could shoot it. He's a dynamic player. I'm curious if he turns out to be something that they can look at. But look, I mean, let's be real here for a second. Who, you know, even if Isaiah Joe becomes... Like, you always hope. You hope the kid could shoot and all. But... I mean, let's be real. What kind? What's he going to give you? You now actually have a credible bench, right? You have Melton, House, Tucker. You're going to have Reggie Bullock and Niang. I mean,
yeah, it's not bad.
Well, that's a good bench. You know, you got it. Like, listen, Melton can defend 1, 2, 3. So we'll take over for, you know, whatever Thibault's going to give you. Plus, you can hit a corner three.
Right.
You know. All right, I got a couple of traditions I'm going to throw at you in a minute. But let's go to the phone first. Let's, guys, I promised. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Rye.
What's going on, fellas? How are you today?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. I wanted to call in and follow up. I tweeted a little bit earlier about my jersey collection.
Oh, that was your collection?
Yeah, yeah.
That's impressive. Do 50? What do you got, 50? You said 65?
68 total jerseys. And then I have 53 of the numbers 1 through 99 already secured.
Wow. Now, do you display them?
Not yet. I'm kind of figuring out how to do that, but my goal also is, it's a lot of work, but my goal is also starting this year to wear 1 through 99 for every home game until I get all the way to 99. So take me a few years.
Wow, I like that. You know what? That's cool, man. I like that. That's a fun. You know, listen, we talked about collecting last week, and we were doing a lot of that kind of stuff. It's the same kind of thing. I give you a lot of props with that.
It's something I look forward to every off season. You know, trying to find a couple jerseys every off season. I mean, granted, my wife hates it, but
she's probably like, where do you keep them at? It's a lot of a lot of space.
I pretty much have them right now in my closet hanging up. So I've overtaken the spare room and even a little bit of my son's room for a closet space.
She's not freaking out on you?
Oh, no, she hates it, but...
Yeah, she's together. Probably like, what?
Once she doesn't know, right?
Yeah.
But, guess what? I'll tell you, though, there's some real bad numbers out there. You know, obviously, I'm pretty embarrassed about a few of them, but...
Well, that's all right.
Some of them are tough. Some of them are
tough.
Yeah,
but you're going 0 to 99, so, you know, listen. You know, you're going to have that.
Yeah, exactly. There's nobody for number three except for maybe Mark Sanchez, which is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you got to do what you got to do, I guess.
I hear you, bro. Listen, that's impressive. So what's next? What's next what are you looking for?
Right now, I'm kind of focusing on some of the earlier numbers so that I can start wearing them to every game. So I'm debating what I want to do at number three and number eight. Those are the only ones, 1 through 20, that I don't have.
Three and number eight.
Yeah, it's slim
pickings. Who's eight? Bobby Brister?
Yeah, there's, I have kind of like a running, you know, list. I did my research, and yeah, eight, there's honestly.
Oh, you got Donnie Jones, man.
Donnie Jones, Henry, Dirk Johnson, Zendejas. Basically, wow. all kickers, so it's rough.
Who's number three?
Let's see. Three is Nelson, Sanchez, Kafka, Eddie Murray for a year in 94. Oof. Yeah, so
Kafka.
Again, Slim Pickens. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's it. Eddie Murray. Remember him? Oh,
it's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
My God, there's nothing worse than the bad kicker. That's a killer. Rye, what a great call, man. I love it. I love you. Keep us posted as you knock off these jerseys, all right?
Dude, there's not one player that wore the number three that lasted more than three seasons. And that guy was Jack Concannon, 1964 through 66.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a tough number, man.
So all
Sanchez is the best one. Well, Steven Nelson was the best player, but
Sanchez
is at least like a comical ha-ha-ha, Sanchez butt fumble.
Yeah, yeah. How about eight?
Eight is mainly punters and kickers, as he mentioned. So Sipos currently wears the number eight.
Right.
I would say Donnie Jones. He, you know, he was on the Super Bowl team. Chaz with an S. Henry, Dirk
Ew.
Johnson,
Ew.
Preston Jones.
Is there any non punter kicker?
I don't know what position Chuck Hajek played in 1934. Maybe him,
Chuck Hajek.
I mean, some of them are easy, right? The Foles, you can go double Foles, right? Seven and nine. Oh, no, he never
played seven. You're going to go Jaws seven
or Vic.
Or Vic. Foles, you got to go Foles nine. You got to go Foles nine. All right, well, you know what? Give me the numbers. I'll pick the jersey.
Somebody tweeted in that they have a Gardner Minshew jersey already. Now, why would you do that?
They have a Minshew jersey?
Yeah, somebody tweeted that they have a Minshew jersey.
No. Let's go to Chris. I was just talking about him. Chris, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, cuz.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, Andrew?
I was talking about you earlier.
That's good. I just wanted to call and say I owe you a little apology for that reason. I kind of talked over you when I called you the other day.
I apologize for that. You didn't need to apologize, brother.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, I'm a big Sixer fan, and it really hurts me to see what's going on. You call yourself a traditionalist? I mean, you said you are a little bit, right? Correct?
Yeah, there's some things I love. There's some things I love tradition, and then there's some that don't bother me. Like, so I, you know, I believe me, I didn't think you were out of line at all.
Some of these Eagles teams back in the 80s and 90s, I watched, or 70s actually, that, you know, stuck around for, you know, most three quarters of the team stuck around for like 7-8 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
remember that?
Yeah, but they weren't that good. I don't know, brother. Honestly, at the player thing in that league
doesn't bother you.
No, I mean, it really. Ask Junis. Guy, tell Junis.
All right. Well, no, I know Junis loves it. But I was asking.
Yeah, Andrew.
I wanted to ask you a question about the Phillies.
Yeah, sure.
What do you think they need the most, and do you think they'll get it?
Listen, they need a leadoff hitter and a center fielder, right? I mean, think about it. They need a leadoff hitter and a center fielder.
Okay. I understand. Yep. They do need a lot of things, and that's a big one, but you think they'll get it?
I mean, I don't know why. Listen, they should be available. I mean, I think they'll get another bat. I would believe that. What's that?
Go ahead. Is that guy Conforto still out there? Or he doesn't want, or is he signed with something?
I want that freaking Cedric Mullins. Jamie Tunis and I have been talking about this Cedric Mullins. He had another home run yesterday.
And they're starting to get hot, that Baltimore team. They're actually like 7 games under. That's it.
So. I know. You're not going to get him.
Listen,
they also need another pitcher, so. You know that.
But they listen, need a lot, but.
What's that, bro?
I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
I'm calling you from the Wildwood Beach right now in the craft room right in front of my hotel here at the Crusader.
Ah, the Crusader in the Crest.
If you're yes, I'm right there.
It's awesome
talking to you. Yeah.
What are you going to get? Have you done the boards yet?
Oh yeah, that's all done. You know, I was born and raised in Wildwood.
Oh, get out! All right, well, give me your.
I've only been in Jenkintown for 13 years.
Okay. What are your two go-to treats?
Did a lot of driving from Wildwood to Veterans Stadium.
You really were. Wow, you grew up down there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow, you were lucky.
Probably the first 35 years of my life.
Damn. That's all right. Good stuff, my brother.
Come on down. I'll hook you up at the Crusader.
I love it. Thanks, buddy. You're the man, Chris. Appreciate it, pal. How about that? Would you have liked to grow up Dennis Shore?
Yes.
Like Tommy? Tommy's one of these, you know, these Shore kids.
I was thinking, like, Christy and I had this conversation the other day, and maybe somebody who lives down the shore can check in. Do you, where do you vacation if you live down the shore full time? Like, do you go away during the winter somewhere? Because you're not paying for the shore house. You already live there down the shore. But I would have loved to do that because the amount of jobs you could have easily gotten, all those places are looking for people to, you know, work below minimum wage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Under the table cash jobs. That'd been great. I would have loved to go down the shore.
That's funny how you brought up. I give you credit because that was your first thing came to mind.
Oh, get a job?
My first thing come to mind would be how much fun.
It would be fun. Then you're done. You got paid.
The beach all day? What?
Yeah, but at some point you're going to start working. Hey, you work at the mini golf place when you're like 14 for a couple of days a week. Then you're on the beach the other days. You get to hang out with all your friends on the boardwalk and wreak havoc. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're thinking about getting a job. That's God bless you.
Yeah, man.
I would not have thought that.
A lot of places to work down the shore.
Yeah, that would not have been a top five.
Thought?
No. Of all the perks of growing up down the shore, going to the beach every day, running on the beach, like, well, that's
yeah,
good
but
stuff.
After a while, people probably, they probably get bored of it.
You can never get bored of the ocean.
I'm sure if you're living there every day, you do.
You gotta ask Tommy.
Yeah. But you know,
Tommy one day he was calling us the Shoobies.
Oh well, of course.
Yeah.
But one of the things I've always also been jealous of the kids that grow up down the shore, you know, it starts getting warm out in May. when you're, you know, still in school. You get done the school day, you just walk to the beach if you want. Like, that's kind of cool.
I know.
It doesn't just have to be summer vacation. You just walk there. You don't have to take a day trip, drive down, sit in traffic. You just walk right there. It's beautiful.
I don't like the day trip.
No, I don't like the day trip either.
It's a tease.
But people do it.
I know. Listen, I've done it.
Yeah.
But it's a tease.
A total tease, especially then you're basically sitting in traffic both ways, too. That sucks.
But even if it's an off day, like a Tuesday, you're still only going down for the day.
Yeah.
And the other problem is that you don't have a place. So you get sand in a car. Not worth it.
You're waiting in line to rinse off, and there's people that seems like they take a shower at the rinse off station. Like, let's go. If there's a line of people, I hated that. The hose at the end of the beach. There's people that are taking a damn shower. Like, let's go. A lot of people waiting. I don't want to stand here. Forgive me.
Nikki, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Nick.
I missed the Tunis last week, but he is such an old man for 30, right? Take your flip flops and your towel and stop.
Hurry up!
Get out of my way, damn it. I got dinner to get to. It's 3:30.
Tunis, you're right. I mean, think about all the available jobs every week down there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, man.
I'm focused on a whole different type of job down there, weekly and biweekly, with the rentals coming in.
I mean, right?
Yeah, right?
I mean, very
talented area down there.
I mean, nothing, but that's one of the first, things that comes to your mind. And my boy, hey, I can get a job.
I was jealous. I was always jealous of the kids that had a nice, easy job down the shore. Imagine being the beach tag collector. I would not go up to anybody. A, I would be the coolest beach tag collector there is.
Yeah, but then you would get fired, right?
No, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know. I'd say, listen, it was a good day. Everybody had their tags.
First of all, I'm so anti that. That's just outrageous.
Well, yeah, that would be my way to stick it back to the man. I would get paid and not get any. I wouldn't ask anybody for the
tags.
How
about the balls on charging for God's gift?
Yeah, it's awful.
To human beings. Seriously.
Yeah, God does not like that. God frowns upon the humans trying to
own the beach. You don't own the beach.
The beach, right. I change the horizon every night.
Right.
I mean, anyway, listen, real quick, hypothetically, if you had an all-day Saturday and you watched the 11 o'clock game, the 3:30 game, and the 7 o'clock game, and then you ended with the soft-ass Pac-West game at night, the Pac-10 game last night, and you have all those scribbled notes down. Is the first, do you fax that first to Reds or Spags? Who's the first fax contact?
Fax.
Just a general question, man.
So you know how demented I am? I could actually tell you the times for each, so it's noon. The Big Ten's noon kickoff, right?
Right.
And you have some SEC, right? Like, and all the other ones, right? And you have the 2 o'clock Air Force game, and then you have the 3 o'clock you start. That's a bogus. Then you got the big 3:30 SEC, right? And then you got the 3:30 your other Big Ten, and then you're rocking
like USC,
right? They're 5:30 too. And then 6:30, you have a SEC game. I mean, I'm serious. I know all those games I've watched. Oh my God! And I send it to everybody. All of them. Because I just want one of them to pay attention.
Right, you want somebody just at least acknowledgement.
That's it. Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I look at that number 17 next weekend.
Yes.
And especially the first cold, rainy, sleety weekend where you really you're not leaving a house. But anyway, I called because I don't want what's your name to get upset with me. That I need the NBA and the Sixers. They have 10 more days to settle down and settle their business and settle all scores because I need to slowly get into football. I just need it. I feel excited about this team. It's been a couple years. And I'm going to see what Jalen can do. Now, guess what? We're not going to see Jalen until week one. But I need to put my football helmet on and get ready.
Dude, that's exactly where I'm at right now. I got to get there. There's nothing that gives you the butterflies right now. It's summertime. And I know it's a chill time, but sports is sports. Especially when you don't...
Yeah.
You know, think about it. What's the last game that you went, oh, my God? It was probably Sixers playoffs. And Harden, and they didn't show up.
Game 5.
Yeah.
After it was 2-2 in Miami, game 5. Like, I know. Winner of game 5.
And then game 6 was a disaster. Yep.
Yeah.
So, good stuff, my brother. Yeah. Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate it. 6-1-0. That's true, man. How could you have no pang for it?
It's not that I don't have pang for it. I'm not trying to wish away what I got right now.
What do you got? What do you got that's so good?
I got the Vikings, man. In the summer. I'm a summerman. I like the cold, but I love the summer, if that makes sense.
No, it makes
it probably
sense.
Doesn't. Yeah.
Listen, I like summer too, but
nice yesterday. I was outside, the grill. It was beautiful.
Like that.
Hung out in the sun.
Yeah, I love the sun.
Got a nice crisp yesterday.
Did you?
That's
nice.
Didn't realize how long I was outside for.
All right. Oh. You get excited over little things. God bless you.
I do. The end of the season, too. You don't want that.
I don't want January. January is a horrible month. I said January. Jeez. Yeah, I hate to. January sucks.
Yeah, man, it's toward the end. You're sad at that point.
No.
That's how much football's on your
the
brain.
The one problem about football season is, see, I love the fall. Fall's my favorite time of the year. Like, October's my favorite month.
Yeah.
But it goes by so fast. Goes by way
too
fast.
Yeah, and the weeks go by fast, right? Because...
Yeah,
you're reacting Monday, Tuesday, then you turn the page Wednesday, Thursday, then you're fired up Friday, and then the game's over, and you're back to square one. But it's just week 5 all of a sudden.
I know. I like it. You know, I just I like for it to slow down. Gotta have slow down. So let me ask you, tradition. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be now? There's a lot of talk about abolishing the kickoff. Now, that's something I don't want to do.
I don't want to do that either. Especially because you never know when the kickoff might go poorly. All of a sudden, they're on the 40-yard line.
I know.
I know that barely happens, but
still.
It's a part of the game.
Agreed.
Yeah,
agreed.
I don't want to abolish it. I mean, what if a guy, you know, accidentally hits it with the toe? Or the squib kick? Like, I want these things. So what? And then you're just going to be like, oh, we're doing an onside kick, and then that's the only time you kick?
No, they were talking about bouncing them right, and they get the ball at the 25-yard line, and blah, 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 blah. I agree. I hate it. I like a kickoff.
I understood why they moved things around and moved guys back. It's because of the safety, but, you know, now they're probably not even doing it because of safety reasons. They're probably doing it because majority are touchbacks.
One of the most exciting plays of all time was the kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah. I mean, Devin Hester made a damn career out of it.
Oh, my God. When you all say, oh, he's got a great ball. Oh, take it to the sideline. The 40, the 30, the 20. But, you know, come on. And you could see it, like, start to develop.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you go, oh, my God, he could go. And then what's the first thing you do? First thing you look for?
Flag.
Yes. No flags. No flags. Please, no flags.
Yeah, you're waiting for the announcer to say there are no flags on the field.
Illegal block in the mat. Number 36. Oh, return team. That's the worst.
It's the worst. Definitely.
It's the worst. You kidding me?
Yeah, I don't want to abolish that, no.
Is there a tradition that you feel close to? Are you an anarchist?
No, I mean, there's... Try to think. Like, I enjoy the first NFL game being the only game of the day. The Thursday night game. I appreciate that.
Agreed.
Like, I'd rather it just be one game to really welcome the start of the NFL season.
I love the Thursday night, yeah.
You know, Christmas Day basketball. I'll be honest, like, football on Christmas has been awesome, but it does take away from the NBA on Christmas Day.
Oh, I could care less.
Yeah?
I'd much rather have football.
So when Christmas is on a Wednesday one year, you're waiting for football?
No, I'm not watching. You know I love the NBA, but come on. If I get football too? Because let's face it, of the five games, there's probably two that you go, I'm in. And the other three are like, you know, something else.
Yeah,
because
they forced the Knicks in.
Right.
And, it's, you know, they stink.
Speaking of the Knicks, real quick, and I want to get that back to the phone lines.
I don't know what they're doing, dude.
I'm a Jalen Brunson fan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Of course.
Local, love his father, the whole thing. Dude, what's
the building block? And they're going to get in trouble for tampering. It's already out there, right? Which, you know, every team tampers. Let's be honest.
Right.
But, man, they went that deep for Jalen Brunson. Nice, I mean, ball player.
Like, I look at that team and I go, that's it. That's, you went crazy. Spent all that money. It's the Garden. It's the Knicks. What's that about?
Yeah, the Knicks are, they're an ew team.
They are an ew team. I don't even know. Listen, I like Julius Randle's a nice player, but is he a big three?
No.
Like, to me, they got...
He's a stat,
like,
a stuffer when he's the
exactly.
guy on a team.
They're like a little three. Listen, that's great. And then, meanwhile, did you see the Brooklyn? They signed DJ Warren.
Yeah. How about that? Remember TJ? He was the bubble warrior. Remember he put up like 50 points against the Sixers in the bubble? Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. So speaking of the NBA, I have those odds for the next Kendall Jenner dater.
Oh yeah,
and I told you that there's a Sixer on the list.
Well, stay away from Tyrese.
So number one on the list at +400 is Sterling Brown of the Milwaukee Bucks. Number two at +425 is Klay Thompson. All right. Okay. Out west, sure. Number three of your Philadelphia 76ers at +550, the Korkmaz.
Yeah.
Furkan Korkmaz, who I will tell
Go
you
for it, Corky.
Is Christie's favorite player because of the way he looks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I know she's not alone. The girls like Korkmaz. Zero talent.
Well, maybe it'll work the opposite.
Yeah, that's like, right, the Jenner curse.
Well, actually, we should hope that he dates her. Then maybe he'll turn into a player.
Yeah,
like, it'll be the opposite.
You're not losing anything if he stinks. He already does.
Right. So then if he starts dating her, you know, he maybe all of a sudden he'll start burying threes consistently.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
And it gives him, like, confidence.
You know, and maybe she'll... Talk to him about his style, like the yellow shoes. Those could.
Who cares about that? I don't care about that.
Seti Osman is tied with him, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, he's not good enough. That's the other problem. She always dates the stars, so, like, Korkmaz can't be it.
Well, none of those are stars.
No, I mean, Klay Thompson's the closest to it. Paolo Banchero. Banchero is a +550. Rudy Gobert. Apparently, he's a star because of the trade that was made.
Yeah, that's crazy. Let's go to Michael in Yardley. Mike, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, Coach Mike?
Yo, Ant, Tunis. How y'all
What's doing? Going on, brother?
I
miss you
man.
Too, buddy.
I got all my... I'm boxing today because we're moving back to PA. We're moving back to the motherland.
Oh, fantastic. Welcome home, brother.
Man, it's been too long. It's been too long. We're moving. We're going to be in Bucks County, Newtown, and we're excited to move back home. Both of us.
Oh, dude, that's fantastic.
But you asked the question earlier in the broadcast about what we saw this weekend, and
yes.
I was going to answer that.
Best and worst.
One thing I saw this weekend was Hustle on Netflix. I watched it with the wife and. And, you know, I just heard a few things here and there about it. Of course, everyone's like, oh, you got to see how they're busy. So I'm watching it, and I hear this voice over a radio. I said, that's not Ant. They got Anthony Gargano on the movie. He's a star. My wife recognized it first. She's like, that's your friend on the radio.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love being referenced like that. They're like, hey, that's your friend on the radio. I love that.
Yeah, that was awesome. So a couple other things that I want to talk about. This season, this NFL season coming up is going to be crazy. We haven't even appreciated all that's happened in the offseason.
Right? Like
our team is totally different. And I feel like that's getting me excited. Also, what's going on in that AFC West?
Oh, my God.
Because it doesn't really impact us too much, right? But with Denver.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to watch that division.
That division's going to be crazy.
How about Russ is in Denver? I mean, it's outrageous. Herbert is a star. Devontae Adams with the Raiders.
Star.
My boy. My boy's like, he's got a lot of work this year. My man Spags.
Oh, yeah, of course. But you know how crazy that game was between Kansas City and Buffalo?
Oh.
That, like, two good quarterbacks, two good teams going up against each other. We're going to see that almost every single week, I feel.
I know.
Over there.
That game.
How can you not get giddy about that?
I agree. I'm so with you. Like, first of all, the AFC is just, how about the Bills? The Bills got better, too. Like, they're incredible.
Reloaded, right. and when it comes to the NFC, who are the superpowers? Like who are they?
I mean the Rams. I mean listen, Tampa, the Rams,
Tampa. Like I'm not so scared of Tampa. Even if Tampa's good, like they didn't sign a
I agree.
Back. Who's their receiver?
I mean the Rams are legit. I mean they're good.
Rams
I mean they
legit.
Have.
Yeah. And then you got of course, you always got Green Bay there because of Aaron Rodgers.
But who is he throwing to? Dude, got nobody to throw
team,
to.
When you look at our team and you kind of look at our schedule and you play the game, we could be right back in the – there's no doubt.
I agree.
In the playoffs.
I mean, and here's the other thing. If you have – when you look at the Cowboys compared to the Eagles, the Cowboys did not have a good offseason.
They didn't have a good offseason at all. They just rest on their laurels. That's what they do. They rest on their owner.
I think you got to go Eagles roster greater than Cowboys roster.
Hands down.
Right?
Hands down.
Yeah.
And when you look at the momentum towards the end of the season, we'll be talking it up back then. We'll be talking it up then.
I agree. Great stuff, brother. Listen, welcome home, buddy.
Thank you. You guys have a great day. Stay blessed.
You too, baby. Take it easy, my brother. Dude, the Rams are stacked.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine that he's going to have... Wow, Stafford's got... Kupp, who's unstoppable, right?
Yeah, literally
best receiver
can't
in the game.
Him.
Can't cover him. Allen Robinson, who's a stud. He's not done.
Yeah, he just wanted out of Chicago. That's all.
And Van Jefferson's a good player,
yes,
man. He's a good speed guy. That's a nasty.
They got Akers.
Akers is back. Who's a terrific back. And then on defense, they add Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, and Aaron Donald re-signs after all the fake talks of his potential retirement. Of Jalen Ramsey.
Right. No, I mean, listen, that team is good. But when you think about the NFC East, dude, I go Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, we're saying 10 wins minimum.
No homer here, but I got to go Eagles.
We're saying 10 wins minimum, man.
You know.
And that
just
could, that
again,
could be enough.
Yeah, I know, on paper's on paper, but I like them better on paper than Dallas.
Yeah, I do too. I think we touched on it before. The Cowboys' schedule's tough, man.
Yeah.
They got Bucks, Bengals to start. Both in Dallas, but that's a rough start to a season. Bucks, Bengals, Giants, Commanders, so that's probably two wins. Then you got the Rams, Eagles, and Philly. Lions, Bears should be Rams.
Yeah.
Packers, Vikings in Minnesota. Giants, Colts, Texans, Jags. That's pretty easy. And then Eagles, Titans, Commanders to close it out.
So they lose, you know, they lose some, well, they lose some offensive line depth.
Yep.
Right? Take a little hit there. You, I mean, look, Cooper, listen, I think CD Lamb's a star, but Cooper is a loss.
It's a huge loss.
You know, Gallup's okay. But, you know, you're born in James Washington. You know, their defense is, I mean, obviously, I love Parsons. But that line, I don't know. Is that line scary?
No, I mean, that team is very, I think they had their chance last year to try to do something.
I kind of agree. I think they're on the way down.
Oh, and they got that idiot head coach.
Yep.
Can't stand him.
Yeah, he's horrible. Mario, you're on 97.5 Fanatic, Mar.
Hello, hello. What's going on, Cass?
What's up, man? What you doing, buddy?
How you doing, man? I'm good, man. I don't really have much to say, man. I just wanted to call and I wanted to come off feeling like a little cluster, but I just wanted to call and say my appreciation for you guys, man. Every day you guys help a lot of people get through the day with this. I'm a fairly new listener, man.
Oh, and, really? Welcome,
yeah,
my man.
Man, and I listen to you guys every day, man. So
that's awesome.
You guys, man. So I just wanted to call and get my
Mario, that's fantastic. You made our day, buddy.
No doubt, man.
Now, tell me about you a little bit. Now, what's your squad? Like, are you NBA, NFL first? Where are you?
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
5 The Fanatic.
Originally North Carolina, I'm a Panther fan, but I'm
really
everything else, man. So I was an Eagle.
Nice.
I'm originally from North Carolina, but I've been up here since like fifth grade. So
okay,
rock with the Eagles, Randall. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I know all of that, but when the Panthers came, I had to go with the home squad. So, but
yeah, you know. That's fair. Is fair.
But you know, I was calling too though. How you get FanFest tickets?
I got you. Listen, I got you covered. You just hold on, and we'll get you the ticket. We'll get your email, and they'll email you out later in the summer.
Okay. I appreciate it, man. You guys just keep up the good work, man.
Thanks,
man.
It's fun. You'll have a good time. You're gonna have a real good time, babe.
I know. I appreciate it.
Of course. Hold on, man. Great caller, man. Thank you, brother. We appreciate that. Hey, listen. If you spend your formative years, and up through fifth grade is formative, you got to stay with your squad.
Yes, I agree.
I think that's the rule.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you're really starting to figure things out. Sports. Starting to get invested.
Yeah. You can't ditch your squad.
No. I don't understand how people do that.
Now listen, if you... You know, say you were with a couple people who said, listen, we're going to make this our home and this is what's going to be. I'm going to raise my kids here. Then, hey, more the merrier. But I can't give you a violation if you stick with your squad.
No, absolutely not. Stick with your squad.
All right, let me give you a tradition because I read that they want to do away with throwing a ball around between innings.
What, in baseball?
Yeah.
Well, the pitcher warms up.
Yeah. And they want to do away with throwing a ball around.
That doesn't slow anything down. It's the,
I know.
The pitcher
I hear
warms
you.
Up. It's not like it's Little League where, center fielder missed the ball. Like, no, they're actually throwing it to each other.
When I read it, I was like, what are they talking? It's not like, you know.
That what, you're going to save 1 second because the bullpen catcher needs to run back into the bullpen. who catches the center or the right fielder. Like, what? No, that's, I don't even know if that's a tradition. That's just something they do while the pitcher warms up. Why would you get, no, no, I say no.
Yeah, and it is a tradition, you know? And I even like baseball, all that stuff. Strike out, nobody on you, throw to third.
Throw it around the diamond, and that's when you wait for the next batter to get to the batter's box.
Exactly.
What, are you going to make the on-deck batter sprint now?
Exactly. But they're so worried about, you know, time of game and everything else. You're worried about nuance.
Yeah.
Instead of making a game unwatchable.
Now, apparently the pitch clock has been great in the minor leagues. It has sped up games, like, in a large way.
Are you down with that?
It will be interesting to see how they enforce it, or if they actually enforce it in the majors. I mean, I think some guys take way too long, but I also see that they have the clock up already. It starts ticking at 20 seconds, and guys use all 20. So it's not like they're, like, I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference, honestly.
Hmm.
Even though it is in the minors, so I can't really say that if right. It's actually working in the minor leagues. But then you get like the weird, like there's been a couple of times this year where it's umpire's discretion with the batter in the stepping out of the box. And there was a guy that was readjusting his batting glove after he fouled a pitch off. And it took him 2 seconds. And it's an automatic strike if the umpire thinks he's taking too long. And there was a point earlier this year where a game ended because of it. The guy had 2 strikes on him, and he was the final out of the game. And there was a guy in scoring position. Like, that's ridiculous. You can't end a game because a guy's readjusting his batting glove.
Yeah.
And he wasn't being Nomar Garcia Parr, right? Like, he wasn't doing the thing that he did after every pitch.
That's ridiculous.
But think about it. A game ends because of umpire's discretion with the batter taking too long. You want to talk about how much these sports books are investing and you know, being partners with the league? Come on now. You can't do that either.
No. Oh, that's awful. Awful. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. Baseball, it's funny because they're the sport that's steeped in tradition, right?
Yes.
But they pick the wrong traditions to go after.
Right.
Like by the way, 7-inning doubleheaders.
That's stupid.
That was the dumbest thing. Dude, I don't know how you feel, but I hate the runner on second.
I do too.
It's just not baseball.
It has helped speed up extra inning games, but that's not the point of it.
Yeah,
that is the point of it, but I don't like that.
Plus, they don't do it right.
Just bunt the guy over and hit a sack fly. Game over.
I know.
No, they got to try to hit a home run, damn it.
Sometimes it missed. It's the worst, and you nailed it when it comes to yesterday. Why wouldn't you do a big national baseball card?
Oh, it's so right? stupid. Like,
you know, Fox, game of the week, you know, the triple header.
Yeah, one game on ESPN. Do 2 games on ESPN. You get the Sunday night. Dude, you know what they should do? The Sunday night crew, and then they should do a Joe Buck game now that he's ESPN.
Yeah.
Like, that would be smart. You do two games on ESPN. You do one on Fox, and then you do one on the MLB Network.
Let me ask you a question. Is it because... Now, July 4th should be a different beast, a different animal. But is it because it's too regional and it's not a national sport anymore?
Yeah, but as long as you publicize it.
That's what I thought. That's what I said. I think the same thing. Now, the NBA is a national game, right? People watch all other teams.
But they've also pumped that, right? The NBA on Christmas Day, I mean, they've done such a good job of publicizing that and pushing, like, NFL on Thanksgiving Day. It's a day.
The NFL, like, it's easy to watch other teams. But baseball used to be, you know what's funny? Baseball World Series was, like, a happening.
Yeah. Not as much anymore.
Everybody watches baseball. Now people don't watch it.
Well, then what they should do is, you know, because of the master plan of cutting the amount of regular season games down to like 128 is a good idea. What if you did the All-Star game on July 4th? Like, that would be smart.
Yeah.
But they're never going to do that.
That would be smart. July 4th All-Star game?
I mean, perfect.
It would be. I prefer to have more games, but whatever.
Well, no, you do more playoff games.
Yeah. Now, that, I've been asking for that for a long time.
Yeah, so you expand the playoffs, shorten regular season, July 4th All-Star game.
People like playoffs. Like, that's, like, now this is a tradition. Like, I don't know. I don't mind. I don't care. The record books are bogus anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, we may not get bowled.
I haven't checked the weather. Oh, you had a game today?
No. They're done.
Camp?
Yeah, the storm's here from now, actually from 4 o'clock all night.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
stormy. Supposed to cool off?
It's going to be in the 70s tonight. That's about it. Tomorrow's going to be
back in the
90s. Yeah. And, I mean, it's summertime, so whatever. You know. Well, we've been lucky. I mean, we've had some great weather.
Yeah, it actually really hasn't been that bad. And even yesterday was kind of comfortable if you're in the shade.
But they may not play tonight.
Yeah. Yep, no fightings.
I don't know about you, but again, that's what I mean about the sports calendar, dude.
Yeah, you like it when it rains during the football season.
Well, no, I just like the fact that you don't have to worry about, there's always games. It's football. So Anthony's got, I don't think he's going to have practice tonight. I love his workouts, dude.
Oh, yeah. He's the best, right?
He's like, at the end of practice, because it's all conditioning stuff now, right? And it's miserable. Because football practice isn't fun. There's elements to it that's fun.
It's fun for you to watch.
Well, right.
Right.
You know, he's like, oh, Daddy, it was the hardest practice yet. I go,
that's good for you. Yeah.
Yes. Brian in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Brian.
Yo, what's up, cuz?
What's up, my brother? How you been?
I've been good. How you been?
Good, buddy.
I haven't been able to call in. I got a new job.
Oh, you're not teaching?
Nah, I got in a different business here.
What are you doing?
I don't want to see. You got a sponsor that's, so I don't want to, I don't have to get into that. That's our rival, so I'll leave that where it is. You know, that's one of your big sponsors, so I don't want to drop. I don't want to name drop and get you in trouble.
All right. Well,
I'm in a tomato pie business.
Oh, okay. Cool, man. That's awesome, brother.
Yeah, it's fun.
You got a bakery? That's awesome.
I do got a bakery.
Fantastic.
Yeah. If it ever doesn't work out at the other place, give us a call. You know, you're our main guy. You know, we need the head Italian in there.
I love it.
You were in a dream of mine, cuz.
Kitty out.
Yeah, what I happened? Met you. I met you in person, and you didn't look Italian. It was all. And I never remember my dreams, and I can't get this dream out of my head. You were like an Irish-looking cuz.
Top of the morning to you.
top of the morning. You weren't from Ireland. You're probably from the Northeast, to be honest.
I have my Notre Dame tattoo on my calf.
You got rid of the flag and you replaced it with the fighting Irishman.
I got to tell you, one of my best friends, Boo, right? He and I, we were, I don't know, 17 years old, and he's Irish, right? And he got the Notre Dame fighting Irish guy. And I got the boot, right? We're both out on our calf.
Yeah. I'm tattoo free, but I had a couple, my Italian buddy.
Everyone. It's amazing. Then, of course, this is prehistoric days. Now I got to get it covered up somehow with a sleeve.
type of deal. Yeah.
My one buddy's always calling me he's a Tasmanian devil away from the worst tattoo collection.
Yeah, I'm there with it. Yeah.
He's got them all. He's got the tribal band. He's got Donald Duck on an anchor. That's big.
Oh, that's the best.
His only good one is he's got Xavier Roberts on his butt.
Get out.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's impressive.
Not that I look at it, but...
Right.
That's his only decent tattoo that he's got, and it's on his tush.
Oh, that's funny.
I love your proposal about the football.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would. Now, I've become a Temple fan in the recent years. I mean, what do you think it does to them?
It doesn't change, right? I mean, they're not going to be in a
conference anyway, right?
Yeah, well, what you do is you're going to merge what's left of the ACC with the American. So, you know, you play with whatever it is, like Duke, right? The ACC teams that don't get swallowed up by the SEC.
Well, part of the problem I think one of the problems the Temple's having trouble is, like, they're not good enough for the football, right? Like, they're getting that football money, but all their other teams have to play in there. Like girl soccer has to lose them $2-3 million a year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they have to travel to, you know, SMU. They're not going to St. Joe's. They're going to SMU.
Right.
They're going to Central Florida for the weekend.
Tulane, you know? Yeah.
Right, and then, you know, they're not able to charge at all. When you have the bigger schools that are winning and packing a stadium, they can handle that. To me, Temple's it hurts them. I don't see them being able to ever compete unless they start competing.
Well, it always goes back to, listen, Matt had them playing, man. Like Matt had them legit.
You think they're legit again this year or not, soon or not?
Nah, I don't know. I mean, I like the coach. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. I like it. But the problem is, you can't compete. I don't want to kid myself. It's going to be hard to compete with any of those, you know, we're talking about national championships, right? Like that moment when they are almost about to beat Notre Dame, I think that's as best as it gets.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be nice to have a college team in the city.
Well, I know.
Yeah, it'll be nice. I don't know. I just think it'll be a nice Saturday for the businesses in town, you know?
Yeah, no, listen, you know, football star we are, how much we love it, you know, it would be great.
I think my kids are going more to, like, city schools now, though. Why can't, you know, if Cincinnati can do it, why can't Temple?
Yeah, but even, it's funny, like, Cincinnati was really good last year, right? And they had a really good defense, and they had good corners, legitimate corners. But, you know, they couldn't win national championship. They were so outclassed. You know why? Because they can't have an. They don't have an offensive line. You got
right.
no
well,
depth,
more like,
and you got no line.
Yeah, I'm not saying you jump right to the national title if you're Cincinnati, but you're at least respectable. You're in the top 20. You know what I mean? And then and that feeds everything. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to Cincinnati's campus, but I mean,
I have. I've covered a couple games there. Yeah. You're right about that.
They're wearing it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Temple's not wearing it, you know?
I hear you. No, it's a great point, Brian. I love you, man. Listen, good. Don't be a stranger. Thanks, pal. No, listen, I would love for Temple to be able to make a climb. But look, if they do what they're doing with the SEC and the Big Ten.
It's done.
I mean, yeah. There's look at those teams. There's all the NIL money that's out there. How are you going to compete with Miami?
See what
they're doing with NIL
money? God, yeah, it's crazy. Now, if anything, you do a separate kind of conference playoff, right, where it is the teams like Temple. I'm not saying like minor leagues, you know what I mean? But
I mean,
get what I'm saying? Like there's the two top conferences have their own playoff. Then you have the remainders of the American Athletic Conference. They play in another conference.
Well, they would be with here's what would happen: the American and the ACC join forces.
Yes,
and the Big 12 and the Pac-12 join forces. So it's like the leftovers,
right?
So you have leftovers in that conference and leftovers in this conference, and you have the superior two and then the inferior two.
Yeah.
I mean, and listen, people would still watch. Like, I'd still watch.
Oh, of course. I'm still rubbing to you.
You know, you'd still watch that, those other two conferences.
Yeah.
But again, the problem is that you'll never compete at that big level. And there's a lot of schools like that. And there's a lot of basketball schools. Like, Duke's never going to compete at that level.
No, of course not.
Right? I mean, you still got a bunch of teams in the SEC, they don't have a prayer.
Yeah, every once in a while they have a nice season that pops up, but for the most part, it's the same Titans all the time.
I mean, even like a Tennessee, who was a national powerhouse with Peyton, I mean, they haven't been relevant since T. Martin left, and that's 20 years ago.
Right.
So, and Knoxville, that's the bosom of college football, Knoxville. I spent about 10 days down there.
Really?
In the shadows of the Smoky Mountains. I went to class with Peyton.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
For a big story, yeah. Well, so I did a whole story.
He wasn't doing audibles in the classroom.
Dude, he was the greatest. He was the greatest. In fact, I had such a good time. I shadowed him all week. I ate lunch with him in the cafeteria. He was awesome. He was, and listen, he's media savvy, right? So he knows I'm working in New York, so it's a big story in New York.
Right.
So, you know, why not? And I mean, he was fun. And then the next year, he gets drafted by the Colts, and I go to Indy. I go to the training camp to do a story. I forget where they trained at. Anyway, I go to training camp to do a story, and he knew everything. Anthony, what's going on, buddy? Like, they're like, he knew, he's so media savvy. He knows
he's smart. He knows what he's doing.
Right? Oh, and you're like, hey, mate, you know. And he was fantastic. But that was like a mecca of college football with the checkered end zone.
Yeah, and if you could bring it back to life in its own kind of conference, like that, you know, that'd be cool.
But there's a lot of those teams. I mean, listen, that's a big school, but there's a lot of those, Missouri. You know, there's a lot of teams like that in the SEC.
Yeah, Vanderbilt.
Right. Right. Jordan Matthews, Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of those things, but for college football, man, you're going to, you know, I think, I know I would love to have those big schools and have a playoff and a real NFC, AFC feel to it. Colby. You're on 97.5. Is that a Colby?
Anthony, what's going on, man?
What's up, brother?
Not too much. It's funny that you mentioned Vanderbilt and Knoxville. I just went through those towns this morning.
You did?
I'm a truck driver, man. I'm out here on the road. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate being able to tune into you guys on the internet and listen.
Oh, that's fantastic. I get those long drives, man. That's good. We get to keep you company.
Yeah, but I'm with you, brother. I'm so excited about football. I love football. I'm just a football head, man. And I kind of cut Andrew some slack there because I think just over the past couple years of listening, he's more of a baseball guy. Like, he holds baseball in a higher regard than football. So, you know, he just doesn't want to give that up.
And I just thought, yeah, I don't want to fast forward through it. I love football, yeah. But I'm enjoying my baseball, man.
Yeah, I got you. You were on the Sunday night cast on Sunday, Anthony, but I was on the road, and I was so excited to get to the hotel so I could watch that Philadelphia Stars game. And I know a lot of people have, like, brushed it off or, you know, didn't take the USFL seriously, but I thought it was actually a good product.
Did you really? I didn't see it. In fact, I didn't even realize it at all.
Yeah, so I was flipping back and forth between the Phillies and that game, and I know they're not really based in Philadelphia, but if you're gonna brand the city with you, I'm gonna.
I respect that, Colby.
And so it was a really good game. They ended up losing in the end, but I thought it was a good product. And one of the cool things about being out on the road, just with football, and because I love it so much. one thing that I love to do, like if I'm out on a Friday, I will look for a high school football game to go to and just watch.
Wow. Will you? That's awesome.
A couple years ago, I was.
That's a great. I would love. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I was down in Plano, Texas a couple years ago, and I just looked up the local high school team that I was near, and I grabbed a program, and on the team, Michael Irvin's son.
Wow.
And, two years ago, I was in Vero Beach, Florida. And I, same thing, I just went to the local high school game. It was actually a playoff game. And I watched Asante Samuel Jr. play in high school.
Get out of here.
That's how much.
Vero Beach still, they used to be Dodger Town back in the day. That's where the Dodgers spring training used to be. And it was Dodger Town, yeah. Wow, that's wild. Asante Samuel, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was cool. So it's cool to see him, you know, go
and Plano, Texas. I mean,
the Chargers.
I mean, that's cool, man. Football, that kind of football, that's fantastic.
So I just wanted to call and echo your sentiment about missing and loving football, man.
Dude, I love that. I absolutely love that. That's a great, what a great idea, man. A great call, Colby. Thank you, buddy. When you do it, let me know. Junis, that's a cool thing.
That is pretty cool. I like that.
How great is that? I would do that. You're in a town? Let me go watch a little Friday Night Under the Lights?
Yeah, I think that's a really cool thing. I actually just talked about this with Christy recently. Like, I was explaining to her that high school football in, like, Texas is ridiculous. And she didn't believe me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, All due respect to 30,000 people. Clearview Pioneers, but there's not 30,000 people showing up.
I will say this, though, dude. This area's got some good college, good high school football.
Yeah, no, there is. There is. It's just
South Jersey's got good football.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. But it's not like a religion like it is down south.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. Well, Texas, too. I mean, that whole Friday Night Lights thing is for real, for real.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'll never forget Kevin Cobb. I was down there, and the lead was talking about the local high school had all the, they were renovating a stadium, and it was, you know, they were spending like $1 zillion for a high school stadium.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's not going to happen here.
No. But it's a good idea. That whole concept of, you know, checking out different, like in Florida, it's the same with Florida. Those kids are ridiculous down there, too.
Yeah, and I think it's more so like bucket list stuff. After I went to see Temple Notre Dame, it wasn't just because Temple was playing there. Like, I wanted a chance to get out there. I've been thinking about like the other stuff I'd like to do. Like, I'm not a Duke fan, but I would love to go to a game at, you know,
Cameron.
And yeah, I mean that's really, like, I would love to do something like that and hit up a couple of, you know, historic spots. I've been to Wrigley, I've been to Fenway for a couple of baseball games. I've been telling you that Lambeau in the cold is a dream of mine one day to check that out.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth it. I mean, that's great.
So that would be really cool, a Friday night, you know, high school football game where it really matters in some places.
Wow, this is awesome. CBS, my buddy just sent it over. They ranked all the coaches.
NFL?
Yeah.
Where's Sirianni at?
I'm looking right now. Guess who's number one?
No, don't tell me it's the boy genius.
He's number two.
Oh, okay.
Sean McVay, number two. You know who number one is?
Or did they already kick Hoodie out?
Hoodie's number three.
Oh, then it's Andy.
Yes! Red!
So Sean McVay, because he has a freaking all-star team, is already better than Bill Belichick in their eyes.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
I think I could have won the Super Bowl with that team. Oh, man.
Number four. Can you guess number four?
Your goots.
Can you guess number four?
I'm afraid that it's another
AFC.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's another.
In fact, four and five are AFCs.
I'm afraid.
And the same division. And yes, one of them is that.
Oh, so it's a Brandon Staley?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, thank God.
Uh-uh.
I would have hated that.
No, four and five are same division. AFC. AFC North. So you got back-to-back Tomlin and Harbaugh.
Okay, that makes sense.
So Harbs is five. Number six. I love it. AFC as well. AFC East.
McDermott.
My boy, that's right. Sean is number six. I like it.
That's awesome.
I got him over McVay anyway.
I hate Sean McVay.
Dude, they go Matt LaFleur number seven.
Oh, come on, man. Why? Because he's got Aaron Rodgers.
Pete Carroll, eight.
Yeah, what's he want?
Kyle Shanahan, nine.
Pete Carroll becoming a little overrated.
I agree.
A little overrated.
Yes, I agree.
Had
with
one
you.
Of the greatest defenses of all time. A little overrated.
Correct.
Yeah. I like him. Don't get me wrong.
I know. Number 10, Vrabel.
I do like him. It'll be interesting to see whenever he has a quarterback.
Yeah, he's a good coach. Number 11. Oh, how about that, Dougie P?
Wow. Okay.
Number 11 is Dougie P. Number 12, Reich.
That might be a little high.
Number 13, Kevin Stefanski.
Wow, okay.
Let me find my boy. 16.
Okay. Just out of the top half.
16 for Nick. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. That was fun, brother. Good to have you back, my
man. Good to be back.
We appreciate it. Well, stay tuned. The General is coming up next. Tommy, Jen back. So,
yep.
Everybody, have a great, great day. We love you. We'll see.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.